a different perspective, maybe. All right. All right, we'll get okay. So the topic that I want to discuss is the sugya on Tesamid-based Tesamid Aleph, the din of Takat Akora and Bein Aleph Hayayim, and the what's kind of appended to it in the Gemara of Masa Minas Mino B'neir. At the end of the Gemara says that Makom Tur B'Tov Karmelis is going to take on the characteristics of the Karmelis. Okay, so I want to start with the Gemara on Tesamid-based. So here it's very convenient that the beginning of the sugya is also like the Hakdama to all the Sadim that are going to be discussed in the Rishonim. It's very helpful here to start with the actual Sugya itself. So the Gemara on Chesamim Beis, the Gemara asks a Bailu, about two-thirds of the way down the Gemara, Ma'al l'shtamish haqsakora, Rav Reb Chia Reb Yochanan Remut l'shtamish haqsakora, Shmuel Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Amruat l'shtamish haqsakora. That's the Gemara has Machloket. So the Gemara then tries to explain. The name Balkam Mitzvah. The Gemara Savar Korah Mishum Heker. The Gemara Savar Korah Mishum Mechitza. The Gemara tries to explain the Machlokes that is Talyan Korah Mishum Heker or Korah Mishum Mechitza. Okay, so this is itself slightly intriguing. How did the Tzadim line up? So Rashi here says that if you hold Mishum Mechitza, so then you're going to hold Chudu HaPnimi is Yored Desosim, and it may look to be Osir L'Shtamish Tachas HaKorah. Right? That's how it comes out. Okay, why would you assume by default that if we're saying Mishum Mechitza, Tzchudu HaPnimi is Yorid Besosim? So Tosfos Rishon in the Gemara in Daf Tes says, oh, Kedim Kol Mechitza. Right? Like every Mechitza that we find is only Matir Michudu HaPnimi Belifnim. That's what Tosfos Rishon says later on. I don't know, if that itself seems somewhat intriguing. Right? Is that really true? Like if you have Tosha Mechitza, sometimes you say, like, Churi Rishus HaYachid, Churi Rishus HaYachid, they were saying even the inside of the Mechitza is Matir. But I guess then he'll say that, no, the inside of the Mechitza is really what's past the Churim?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Okay, so either way, here definitely Rashi's saying that once you say, if you say Stam Mishum Mechitza, then that's going to entail Chudu HaPnim is Yorid Besosim, and Tosfos Rid says that's because every Mechitza works that way. Okay, Yesh Ladin, if that actually holds, that every Mechitza works that way. I should also point out that Tosfos Rid on Daf Tes says every mechitza works that way when he's talking about a lechi. There himself, he holds that the mechitza of a korah, the default is that it's chudu achitza and it's yorid besosim. Okay, so even when Tosfos Rid uses this svara, he's really using it for a lechi. Rashi here is using that svara for the stam within korah. So that's a little strange.
But they're talking about korah mishum heker, though, right?
Meaning what?
When we speak about the default about the being matir tachas a korah, not be did mechitza.
Now, Tosfos Rid there actually says because of Pitikra Yorub Sosin. So it's coming
right,
Mishum Mechitza,
right,
actually.
Okay. Or it's something like Pitikra.
Right, so that's one side in the Gemara. Right, that if it's Mishum Mechitza, then it's Chudu HaPnimi. The other side in the Gemara is to say that it's Mishum Heker. Okay. And for some reason, Mishum Heker implies that it should be Mutter. Okay, so Rashi doesn't explain why. The Meiri here says it's because Stam Heker is Milavar. And this also begs the question, why when the Gemara raised Heker, that you say, why would you say Stam Heker is Milavar? Okay, that's how the Meiri wants to interpret this style in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to question it a little later, Heker Milagav, Heker Milavar. No. Here the Gemara is assuming Stam Heker Milavar, and that gets challenged later. It could be that other Rishonim disagree, meaning and they think that at this stage the Gemara is holding that whether Heker is Milagav or whether Heker is Milavar, you still have a Heter, Tachzakora. Okay, what's the indication of that? So the Or Zeruah and Siman Kuf Yedaled, it's here where he comments on this sugya. So he quotes this tzad in the Gemara of Heker of Mishum Mechitza Mishum Heker. Okay, the first suggestion in the Gemara, and he says there are two interpretations of what Mishum Heker could be. He says either it's because the Ovrim Vishavim shouldn't be choshed the Bnei Hamavoy for carrying Bachutz, okay, which essentially means Heker Milavar, right? It's for the Ovrim Vishavim not to be choshed the people in the Mavoi, which itself is a chiddush in what the heker of the korah would be. He says, or it's that the bnei rishus hayachid shouldn't walk outside the Mavoi into the rishus harabim, which presumably is heker milagah. Right, it's for the bnei rishus hayachid. No?
Excluding that levar means the hashal said that bnei rishus harabim will walk into the Mavoi.
Right. Exactly. He's saying it's for the bnei rishus hayachid that they shouldn't walk past the Korah into the Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
And that's
And
what.
the lavar is the lady which is around it, and should not be koshesh that the other people are violating, not because they themselves.
But he's not explaining the gavmi lavar yet. I mean, he's explaining the Gemara says mishum heker within this first tzad. And says, what's mishum heker? Either that the bnei rishus harabim shouldn't be koshesh bnei rishus hayachid, or that the bnei rishus hayachid shouldn't walk out into the rishus harabim, which would presumably align with what we'll later call heker milagav for the people on the inside. And yet, this is within the tzad of the Gemara that mishum heker and therefore mutter l'shtamesh tachas lakora. So it sounds like the or Zeruah holds that mishum heker would mean l'kuli alma, whether it's milagav or milavar, would be mutter l'shtamesh tachas lakora here. There's an echo of this idea later in Tosfos Rid on Daf Tes. You'll see that he wants to suggest that if you hold that mishum heker, then it wouldn't matter whether it's milagav or milavar. Okay, it's mutter l'shtamesh tachas lakora. Okay, this is against the way the Meiri is reading this first time. According to Meiri, we're assuming heter milavar. That's why it's mutter. According to the or Zeruah, it sounds like we're assuming either one of them, if you go either way, and yet there's still a heter l'shtamesh tachas lakora. I'll hold off on this other sheet. It could be that the parish of Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel has a similar svara also. He also says that this tzad in the Gemara of Imishum, he says Imishum Heker. So then, it's just to tell you that there's a Pesach here. Okay, to tell the Ovrim Veshovim that there's a Pesach here, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. But if you hold that it's Mishum Mechitza, then you say Chudav Pnimi Yorid Vesosein Bein Rosh Hashayachad Rosh Hasharabim. So it sounds like he's saying that regardless of whether you're going to hold Milavar or Milagav, if it's Mishum Heker, it's just to tell you that there's a Pesach. And if it's just to tell you there's a Pesach, then even Tachas Pesach itself will be Mutter. So meaning it's only once you assume that it's Mishum Mechitza that you're ever going to break the Korah itself from being inside the Mavur. Okay, and we'll see more of this. Okay. So the common denominator here is that everyone's assuming, like Rashi, that the Gemara is saying that Mishum Mechitza is Chudu Apnimi, and therefore it should be also L'shamesh Tachsa Korah. And Mishum Heker, either Milavar or either way, it's going to be Mutter. Okay. The Rashash on this Gemara, he just points out, he's a very sharp diyuk. He points out that there's an asymmetry with that reading, that the Gemara starts off here within the B'Hakam Mifugi, Ma'ar Savar Mishum Kor Mishum Heker, okay, which presumably is the day that should be Mutter L'Shamesh, and Ma'ar Savar Kor Mishum Mechita, which is the day that should be Otzer, according to Rashi's reading. But then the Gemara says no, the Gemara turns around and it says, Kuli Alma Mishum Heker, V'Hakha B'Hakam Mifugi, Ma'ar Savar Heker Milagav, Hakir milagav, and that should be the day that it's usher. Gemar sever hakir milavar, and that should be the day that it's mutter. Which means that the Gemara just reversed the tzadim. If you assume that the Gemara should stay symmetric, right? The Gemara in the first tzad started off saying the tzad heter and then the tzad iser. And here the Gemara starts off with the tzad iser and then moves on to the tzad heter. Okay, that's the Rosh Hashanah's question. He says, oh, maybe you'll stay against all the Rishonim. That really, when the Gemara suggested Mishum Mechitza, the Gemara thought Mechitza, the Chudu HaChitzon is Yorid Vesosein. Against the default assumption of Rashi, and against that Memor of Tosfos Rei, that of course every Mechitza is only Matir Mechudu HaPnimi Vilifnim. And when the Gemara said Mishum Heker, the Gemara was assuming Heker Milagav, and therefore it's going to be Aser. Okay, so the Gemara here on Chesem Beis seems to display a bias towards one interpretation of Mechitza and one interpretation of Mishum Heker. Rashi has one interpretation of what that bias is, and Rosh Hashanah just flips it on its head. Right? So we have Machlokas here, what the default is, whether Mishum Mechitza implies Chudu HaPnimi, or whether Mishum Mechitza implies Chudu HaChitza. So I'll just point out also that in this in the second vice, in the next suggestion of the Gemara, the second stage, the Gemara says maybe they're arguing about Heker Milagav or Heker Milavar. So the Achronim, like the base mayor in Orachaim Shin Samach Gimel, he says this is totally on the Machlokas that we quoted earlier in the year between Rashi and Ibn Yonas on what the purpose of the Lechir Korah is. Right? Is it to warn the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim about the Rosh Hashayachid, in which case it's Heker Milavar, or is it that the Bnei Rosh Hashayachid don't get confused between their Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hasharabim? In which case, you'll say Hakir Milagav. Okay, so he explicitly tries to connect the two days in this Gemara with the Machlokas earlier, Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonasan. Okay. To make things even more confusing, yes.
Meaning, I saw that base mayor, like, I mean, part in this language. I mean, it sounds very like interesting, but like that means that Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah are arguing about like they're arguing about which day of the Gemara we pass. And like.
Could be. Could be, right? They're arguing which one is more. We don't know. I mean, we'll see. We've shown him. It's interesting here that we've shown him all kind of hedge. Like if Rabbi Nachman says, oh, maybe we pass in Mishim Heker and Milavar, like, or maybe we show Mechitza and Tchuda Chitzon. Like they don't want to commit to one reading of this Gemara. So I don't know. I mean, it could be that it's an open question that he'll say that they're Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah are arguing about how we pass in here. Okay. It's very hard to pin down Rashi. All the Rashba also claims that he has that he could align Rashi with his Shita. But the other Rishonim disagree. Okay. So it's hard to know how Rashi is actually passing. To make things a little more confusing, the assumption of all the Rishonim here is that if you say Hekera Miligav, so then you're going to hold that Tachas HaKor is Aser. If you hold Hekera Milavar, then Tachas HaKor should be Mutter. Okay, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. If you saw the Perish of Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel, so he quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, who say the exact opposite. Namely, quote the Lashon over here, Man Deshari, okay, the people who are Matir, Taksakora, Kasavar Hekera Milagav. Okay, so Hekera Milagav is the Man Deshari. Kilomar Heker Shel Mavoi Milifnim Sarech Lios. Why Milagav? It doesn't mean it's a Heker for the people Milifnim, especially the way the Beis Meir was interpreting the Rishonim. It means that the Heker, i.e. the Korah, has to be within the Mavoi. And if it has to be within the Mavoi, then Melo, it's Nichlal B'chlal the Heker of the Mavoi. Umichlal HaMavoi Hu Chashuv. Umutar Lishtame Shem B'chlal HaMavoi. Uman de Asar Kasavar, Hekera de Mavoi Milavar. Milavar is Mandam Rozoser, why? Milavar Hu Chashuv, Ukulachutstami. The Eno Chashuv Michlal HaMavoi. Okay, so he just flips the Tzadim of Milagav and Milavar in his head. It's no longer a question about who the Heker is for. It's a question of Alpidin, at least that's the way I'm interpreting it. Alpidin, it's a question of where does the Korah have to be? Is the Korah considered to be Tocha Mavoi Vilefnim? Or is the Korah considered to be the end of the Mavoi Vilechutz? Right? Inside or outside? Okay?
Did he solve the Rashash problem?
So I don't think he solves the Rashash problem, because then I think the next Iba Yisayim in the Gemara would still ruin the symmetry. I think.
It didn't motivate his parish, right?
It didn't seem to motivate his parish. So. But it's a sharper interpretation saying where does the Korah have to be at Alpidin, right? Is it have to be Nichlal in the Heter Mavoi, or is it like at the end of the Mavoi and outside? That's like his question. Now you might say that an important nafgamina of this question of Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel is maybe a din, let's say, in the Rishonim later on, that we'll come to on Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara had assumed that Tocha Pesach Tzarech Lechi Acher La'atiro. Right? So if you have a Pesach at the end of the Mavoi, so that's going to be Aser. Okay, we'll get to that later in the Gemara. But you could be Matir with another Lechi. Right? So Tosa says, what do you mean you could be Matir with another Lechi? A Mavoi has to be Arko Yosef Arachavo. That's what Tosa asks. And the Rashi points out also, you need batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'mavoi. There are no batim v'chatzeros psuchim to the Tocha Pesach at the end of the Mavoi. Right? So Rashba, did Tosa say that? La mishin the neshah kumev na'atei, mavoi niter b'lechi b'kora. Alem kenachi yasarach, al batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'mavoi. He has both of the refreshments. So the Rashba, Tosa doesn't answer the question. The Rashba suggests two answers, and it seems that the two answers align with these two tzadim in reading whether the Korah has to be considered part of the Mavoi or not. Okay, the first answer of the Rashba is that the Lechi HaChitzon, the Tocha Pesach Lechi, is Mavoi, is Mati the entire Mavoi. Okay, so it's not like you have a Lechi which is Mati of the Mavoi, now you have Tocha Pesach, and Tocha Pesach is Nitar Ayidei Lechi Acher. It's that the final Lechi is now Mati the entire Mavoi. It's Mevato the first Lechi. Right, so you have a single Mavoi that goes until the end. The second day in the Rashba is that even the area of Tocha Pesach is still considered to be Bechlal HaMavoi. Right? So it sounds like you do have a Heter Lechi based off the first Lechi, and yet even past the Lechi is considered to be Nichlal Bechlal HaMavoi. Okay? So it could be that is totally on these 2 days in Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel, whether you think that the Heter Mavoi, the Lechi of the Korah, is considered to be Bechlal HaMavoi or not. Okay? The first day in the Rashba is assuming that it's not. So in Mela, you have to hold that the last Lechi is the only Mafir for the Mavoi. The second day in the Rashba may hold that it is B'chlal HaMavoi, and in Mela, you could be somech on the batim and chatzeros that are psuchim to the inside of the rishis. Okay?
Partially depends on how you understand why you have about two long bakhis. Because it needs another one. Right?
Right.
Because it might be also possible that it's a problem if they answer.
Right.
I suppose the same just is not kalos, or it's mufkan be kalos lachim, because as the dimensions of
right.
So that could also be part of that.
Right. I'm just saying, in terms of the relevance of the Rina Khanav and Shmuel, it seems to be probably in this question now.
Does the Rashba entertain Rabbeinu Hanan and Shmuel's Yishogrim?
No, he doesn't. I don't think
so
they knew about Rabbeinu Hanan and Shmuel.
So then, presumably, these two Deus and the Rashba are not also disagreeing about that. Meaning, if the Rashba doesn't, the Rashba is presumably learning like.
Well, it's a universal question whether or not Lehi is considered to be part of the Mavoi. Right. Rabbeinu Hanan and Shmuel saying that's what's at bar on Chesamid Beis. Right, but why doesn't it make a difference to the conceptual question whether or not the Lehi is Bechlal HaMavoi?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying they were Talmudim.
I'm saying that the question which Rabbeinu Hanan and Shmuel raises may have the halachic nafkamina, which is this question that comes up in the Rashba. Right.
In the Rashba, how do you know if the Lehi itself is in this area? Isn't he just saying that he would have been Lehi?
Tocha Pesach.
Yeah, Tocha Pesach is either part of the Mavoi. And therefore, this lefty could be its own lefty,
right?
Or it's just after. You don't know that.
Well, Tocha Pesach is the mavoi there, is the lefty.
Used to be. So how do you know that the lefty you're putting there you can actually carry in now?
What do you mean?
Using according to the Rabbeinu Hanan and Shmuel, you have to be able to carry under.
Right, he's saying the Tocha lefty, the lefty of the Korah has to be Tocha mavoi.
Right.
According to.
So isn't the Rashba just talking about what used to be in Al-Hayayim being considered Tocha
in the first day of, when he says that now this new Lechi is Mati the entire Mavoi. The second day of, which says that even Tocha Pesach is Mitzuraf to the Batim B'Chatzeros that are Mati by the first Lechi,
right.
That seems to be saying that Bein Al-Hayayim itself has to be considered Tocha Mavoi. Because if it's not Tocha Mavoi, then you have Tosis Kasha.
Isn't he even there just saying we're Mafkia, it's problematic being on the Chayayim status?
No, because then it would be the same day as the first question.
So using the Mavoi enough to get rid of that problem and not saying that like every being on the Chayayim is always called the Mavoi.
It's like it's not part of the Mavoi, but it's like Mitzuruf to the Mavoi with respect to Batim B'Chatzeros or Arko Yasser or Al-Chavo.
Well, why would we need another Lechid Atziro at all, according to the Rabbeinu Hanan Shmuel? I don't understand this. Like, how could you Asa Ben Lechayayim ever, according to
it's Tocha Mavoi. But the Heter Lechi doesn't extend that far.
In what way?
Geographically. Minat Torah, right? We know that there's a status of a Mavoi, and Chazal goes that you need a Lechi or a Korah to mitakin it. So the question is, once you're mitakin it with a Lechi, do we still view the area of Bein HaLechayim as part of the Mavoi? Or with respect to Din Rabbanan, the Mavoi now ends at the Heter. That's the question. The question is, when now that you are attacking the Mavoi with Lechi and the Korah, where does the Mavoi end? Does the Mavoi end at the Lechi? That's considered to be your halachic Mavoi now. The Lechi cuts it off. Or do you say that the Mavoi continues until past the Lechi itself?
It includes the Lechi.
Right.
So isn't he only speaking in the Man D'Amr Mutter Bein Lechayayim? The Man D'Amr that Asa Bein Lechayayim, how could he ever say the Lechi is always considered in the Mavoi?
Because you could ask her for other reasons. You could ask her because of the Chashash Shem Yachlifu. We'll get to that later. But there are other reasons to be Oser other than that it's not considered to be in the Mavoi. We'll get to this when we come to the Gemara and Daf Tefillin Bav. Okay?
You can buy a Kuvah, that's something similar to that, I think.
What?
When it switches at the Banat, Pesim Fez, Man the Oser, Mat Matir, for the Kuvah, look, consider it having a Mavoi. Depending whether Mutter or Oser, which damage to has a Kuvah. If it's not at Kana,
that's function of kudam. It's parallel to
the way. Okay, and the final day on the Gemara, the Gemara says kuli al mishum mechitza, and the question is, what do you say, kudah achitzon or kudah pchim is your raid? And again, we just have to figure out again why in the first side of the Gemara assumed either like Rashi kudah pchimi or like Rashash that. The Gemara could challenge it a little later. Okay, I don't have a good answer to that question, but it's a question that remains. Then the Gemara comes along. So the Gemara quoted a machlokas about Takas HaKora. And the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Chisda, Hakal Modim Vin Alechayim Sha'asar. We have machlokas about Takas HaKora. But Kuli Amal Opligi that Vin Alechayim is going to be Asar. This is a meme from Rav Chisda. So on what basis are we going to say that Takas HaKora is at least as a tzad to be mutter or is mutter and yet Vin Alechayim is Asar? So the Rishonim here suggest a few different variations. Tosos has an Ein Lomar, okay, which Rabbeinu Peretz quotes from Yesh Mefarshim, and it's ultimately endorsed by the Rashba himself. It's a little strange. The Rashba like says that he suggested as his own Svara, but Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz already quotes it as Yesh Mefarshim. Okay. And that is that Korah is going to be Mishum Heker and Hekera Milavar. Okay. Lechi is going to be Mishum Mechitza and Bogistei Chuda Pnim Yisosei. Okay, so the reason why Lechi is also the Kuliyama is because Mishum Mechitza and Chuda Pnim Yisosei. Whereas Korah is going to be Mishum Heker, and here you have two different Lashonos from the Rishonim. The Rashba says that Sam is Mishum Heker, and that's sufficient. Because Rabbeinu Peretz of the Yesh Mefarshim says because of Heker and Heker Milavar. Right, so it seems to be the same discussion that we saw earlier, whether. At least, but now it's after the Gemara quoted the Machlokes of Milagav Milavar, whether Stam Heker is Matir Toch Takas HaKora, whether you have to assume Heker Milavar in order to get that. But it's a parallel phenomenon. Okay, so again, so the Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz and Yesh Mefarshim are saying it's Talyan Kor Mishum Heker, maybe Heker Milavar, but definitely Mechitza, Lech Mishum Mechitza and Chuda Pnim Yisosim. Which also says Ein Lomar. Okay, the Rashba himself suggests a variation on this idea, and this is the second Hezber in Rav Chisda, why Kuli Alma is Moed Ben Lechayim Sha'aser, and that's both Lechi and Korah are Mishum Mechitza, but Lechi will say Chudu Apnimi Yisosim, and Korah will say Chudu Achitzan Yisosim. Okay, so they're both Mishum Mechitza, but the Mechitza works in different ways. Korah is going to have Chudu Achitza. Why would you say this? So Tosfos written, Dach Tesamid Aleph, says that a Lechi Mishum Mechitza, every Mechitza is Matri Mechudu Apnimi Yisosim. But Korah was midin pi tikra yored v'sosem. And pi tikra yored v'sosem is always sosem misof ha-tikra milavar. Tosfos read here is assuming that every mechita is matim milafanim, but pi tikra works differently. Right? So it's very hard to invoke that svara to what we said earlier, that the default in the Gemara, Libi the Rashi, is that takas ha-korah is mi chudu apnimi. Tosfos read here is assuming the default for Korah is pi tikra yored v'sosem, and the mele it's going to be, it's only sosem milavar. It's also a chiddush in Tosfos Rid, and this is an open question. Machlokas Rishonim, whether we only say Pi Tikra when you have a Tikra that's already Dalit. Tosfos Rid is invoking Pi Tikra here in a Korah Vatapa. The question is whether he's invoking Pi Tikra Yerv Asosim, the real din of Pi Tikra, or he's invoking a weaker form of Pi Tikra, which is just a special din in Korah. That's not so clear in Tosfos Rid.
When
I look back at it, I think that he only says that within Tosfos. I don't think he suggests within the Rashba that it's because of Tapa. I look back at it today.
Because he has a line where he says that. I
think only when he's fleshing out the position of Tosos then he throws in Tefa, but not within his Hezra of the Rashi.
First, that's the second one. That's also
Okay, so that's when he's quoting the Rashba. I don't think he doesn't invoke Tefach there.
So.
You have a different gear, so then? What? The Aros in my Ritva here say that that's where he's quoting the Rashba. But I wrote those Aros in on the side. That's the real chiddush of the Chaburah. Who is it going to Chanal and Shmuel?
has a climax.
Okay, while we're looking, so I'll say that. Rabbeinu Chanina ben Shmuel, he's in the Kovei Shitas Kamai, but I think what I read on online, so he also, they published him separately.
It's the one of the Tesla Ben Allah, he says.
Oh, he says it later on?
Yeah.
Within
Korah, Sarabaya, the
Kuvah. That's not within our Pizza.
Right, but it's the same idea. That's the Korah, Sarabaya, the Kuvah, Pizza, and so say, the Shum, the Rechava,
right. But later within Abaya, right?
Now
I just want to say
earlier within, when he says Chesedet, the Torah doesn't have that extra word. Right. So that's one of the Tesla Ben Allah.
Yeah.
But that would work nicely with that idea of the Tosfos Rid. No?
I don't know, just because it's Tefach, would that tell you Pitikra or Besosdin?
It doesn't necessarily mean Pitikra, but it definitely is a different quality. He's saying that the fact that there's a Shiva.
Right, I'm going to get to that when I get to Abayin Rabbah. So I'm going to... So everyone, so Steph asked who Chanina ben Shmuel is the real Chiddush of the Chabura. So I was just perusing through the Kovei Shitas Kamai, as I tend to do on vacation. And they quote the Rabbeinu Chanina. So I'm like, oh, I already saw Rabbeinu Chanina on the side of the Gemara, so I don't have to reread it in the Kovei Shitas Kamai. Then it seemed like he's had that Yesh Mefarshim there since he didn't appear in my Gemara. And later on, he quotes a sheet of Rashi. I've never seen a Rabbeinu Chanina quote Rashi before. So I saw that it wasn't Chanina ben Chushiel, it was Rabbeinu Chanina ben Shmuel. Okay, so I said, oh, who's Rabbeinu Chanina ben Shmuel? And misleading also because he's, the coach just come by the quote Rishon in chronological order. So he's
is
the
it,
first.
Are you sure it's even Chanina or is it Rach?
No, it's Chanina. They say Chanina. And so I looked up, so it turns out that he's the father-in-law of Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam and the Mechutin of the Rambam. And it was like a whole interesting thing that I was reading that after the Rambam died and Avram took over in Fustat, so it was like a whole machlokes about like who's going to take over Chief Rabbinate, and his shver, the Chanina, sided with Avram, and they both had to like go underground for a few years. Yeah, so they like ended with him, they both got in trouble and they had to like hide for a few years or something. Yeah.
It would be interesting to know what the Rambam meant when he said that.
But he wrote a parish in all of Erevin. I'm sure it's like really. I'm sure there.
That's in the Kamai.
But
Kamai is not.
It's online. Yeah. They don't have a copy of this membership. But so it's out already 10 years, like a 2003.
Sometimes when they're online, this is what I taught us like a time here. It's because there's like a copyright
argument about it.
Battle. So it's only on this on the blog.
Okay, so we have here two hezberim for why kuli amalo pligi for a chizda, why bina lechayim is going to be aser, even though tachas akor is going to be mutter. Okay, either like the Rashba and the Yesh Mefarshim bina parrots are saying kor mishim heker milavar, lechem mishim mechitza chuda pnimi is still the same, or the suggestion is variation of the Rashba that kuli amalo mishim mechitza, the machlok is whether mechitza is milavar or milagav, whether it's chuda achitza and chuda pnimi. And Tosis Ritz has bear that it's because of Pitik or Yorg Vesosin.
How does
the
Tosis Ritz read the Gemara on Dafkas?
He doesn't comment on Dafkas.
Do you have a suggestion on how he reads it?
No, I
didn't
have that.
And then you have the Ritz, but again, the Ritz, what he does say is regarding Heker. Same thing.
So we're gonna get, I'm going to come to that Ritz in a minute.
That's on customers.
Yeah. Tosos. Tosos themselves have a different suggestion for why kuli amalo pligi de aser bina lechayayim. Tosos say it's because a lechi is al pi din afilu mashu, it has no shear. Kora is rechava tefach. So since the kora is rechava tefach leka lemechash, presumably there's no chash if somebody's going to walk past the kora. Lechi, which is the koshu, then rechoshu is that somebody will walk by it. Right? Literally, you just visually don't see where it ends. Okay, Yaakov didn't like the psychological assumptions of perception of when people see the end, when they don't see the end.
It's going off with this discussion.
What?
You're going off with this discussion.
Okay. But that's those assumptions. So again, so a lechi is the kol shoes, so you're not going to see it, you're going to walk by it. A korah, which has a tefach, so then you're going to know where it ends. Okay? The ritva explaining Tosfos has two possible interpretations of what Tosfos means. One possible interpretation is that because a lechi is b'kol shutz, there's no heker b'chlal. Now you don't even see the lechi at all. Okay, presumably you see it when you're far away, But when you're parallel to it, then you can't see it, so it has no shear, so there's no heker at all. Or he says, presumably because that's a little strange that a lechi could be mishum heker but not have any heker at all, right? So he says that really it has heker, but lesle heker kuli hai. Okay, it's not a good heker, and therefore lo chashiv ubatel klapichutz. Meaning, look, really the lechi has some sort of dimension, and really it should be mutter lishtamish bein alechayayim, but since its dimension is lo chashiv, so that area is batel to the tzad outside of the lechi, and it's going to be awesome. Okay, it's almost like the dimension of the lechi is batel to the area milavar.
Din, not perception.
What's
within the
Tosfos? He says lo chashiv ubatel klapichutz.
Is that just like in person's perception? Is that
right? I don't know. I didn't. It's hard to bittle in perception. Like,
so he's not coming not to say the previous pshat, no? Like,
right, he's not saying the previous. But the question is, where do they differ? There's no hecker at all,
first, what,
but there's a little hecker.
Cloud.
The second day is that there's some hecker, but it's
bottle. Right,
so he's saying bottle in perception or bottle alpidin?
I think
alpidin. That's not what the
so
I think it's really separate from Tosfos.
What?
It's really separate from Tosfos.
Because Tosfos make it seem psychological.
Yeah,
like a lemechash.
Yeah.
Right.
And Bali Tosfos
definitely. Yeah. I was wondering, I'm not sure of this.
But that's the first one, I mean, because. Right. But like a Carol Kahn, it's nice and Tosfos. It's
precious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering about this.
It just doesn't do its job.
Right. That, I think that's kind of the problem here is that. We want to distinguish between Alpi Din, when is the Lechi Batel, and psychologically, like when is there no Heker. But if you say that, the Lechi Alpi Din is Mishum Heker, so then Alpi Din, if there's no Heker, then Alpi Din, there's no Lechi. Right? So I'm just not sure how defined those boundaries are.
I would just also add, I mean, in addition to my predilection, which you correctly pointed out, that the Batel Agabli Chutz, I think in this Sugya in particular, because of what you'll develop later, but it's based on that Hesed knowledge, that the notion of Bittel here it's
recognized in the sugya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a has to be
right. So I actually think that this rishon is a very different type of bittul than the way the other rishon explained the bittul. Because here it's bittul of not of the makum, but bittul of the lechi, right? Meaning the lechi has a ktsat heker, it has some dimension, but that dimension of the lechi is batel klapei chutz because it's so not nika. Okay.
That I think is true. I'm only saying in Indian that it's a halachic.
Right. Now the Rishonim here ask, according to this Chilka Tosfos, what do you do if the Lechi itself actually has a few tefachim, right? Because their hesber is no heker, because it's b'chol shu. What do you do if it actually has a shear? So the Ritva says lo plug, kim dina b'chol shu lo plug, and Rabbeinu Paratov says lo plug kim dina b'chol shu. Okay, they have the same hesber. It's halachic lo plug. The Ran has a big chiddush. The Ran here says that he's quoting Tosos, says Pirshu at Tosos. And the Ran just says that Korah, since it has a shear, so then we're machshiv mashe kenegdo. So therefore it's matir menachitzon. Okay, because it has dimension, so therefore we're going to say, he hasn't said whether mechitza or korah, he just says therefore it's matir menachutz. Okay. But a lechi, which is kichud asarvol, so Masha Knegdo is Eino Chashuv, the Eino Matir El Mimena
B'lifnim. You don't think that's what the Ritva, like the Ritva, that's enough? Is it really Mechitzas or?
This is, he's not saying Midin Mechitza, he's not saying Mishim, he's using Tosus's, has Tosus's Chiluk, but it's not, it's certainly not Mishim Heker here. He's not saying Batel because of the, he's not saying the Ritva's Pshat of Batel, but he's saying that Al Pidin, because the tefach has a shear, so the heter is the shear of the korah. Alechi, since Alpi Din is b'chol shu, so the heter is only b'chol shu.
I thought you don't think it's because chud alpi din chud alchitza.
He's
a chitza, and it's like a good fun for that to be a
chesed. No. So he says pirshu. First of all, he also pirshu b'tosos. The korah kiven the yesh la shiura chashiv mashe kenegdo. Hilkach shayich lemeimar shetei materas michud alchitza v'lifnim. Bain Laman Damar Mishum Heker, Bain Laman Damar Mishum Mechitza.
Okay. So it's the same for both.
The Heter Lechi is, the Heter Korah is whatever.
The Mechitza part is like the Ritva, is exactly the Ritva.
Right, but he's saying it's not totally on Mechitza Heker.
It's saying either way.
Aval Lechi, the Havik, Yechud Asarbo, Masha Kenegdo, Lo Chashuv.
Not
So,
Eino
Mati Alimenu Lefnim. Now here's the good part, and this is where it's clear that he's not assuming like the Ritzon Arena Peretz, because they say that the reason why when it has a shear it's not matir is because of a low plug. Because Biachal Gav the Zimnin the Avdile Rachav Basar Ikar Shiur Azlinan. Meaning since we only follow the actual shear of the Lechi, the shear of the Lechi is always the Chol Shiur.
Right, because all people, again, if Tosis holds the whole thing as a psychological, it's a kashash, so it's understandable in the low plug, because if it's bigger, then it should work. But this is a statement about the nature of lechitzos, or the nature of hekar in an alpidin way. So then we're just saying that
right.
Of course it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
And the low plug, it's right. Just alpidin, it's still a korah, and it's still a lechi.
Right. Are you saying this is also a low plug?
Is that, couldn't that also be read as a low plug?
A low plug. So in the next line he says, Well, the dilo kasha midi, the bein racha, bein katzar, eina matir kenegdo, mishum de ikro shalechi katzar. Right? Saying the essence of a lechi is that it's something which is katzar, because that's what the din is. So he's not saying low plug there.
But why would you want it? Meaning, if he's saying something, which it sounds like he's saying something more basic, then you don't need to.
Right.
It is a low plug.
That's my.
How a lechi works or how a korah works. Shouldn't depend on whether the mice is more or less obvious. In terms of chudo pimichudos, or the heker, like if the heck is considered to be from the inside out of the outside or whatever, so you haven't heard on the shear.
Right. Mm-hmm. So basically, I think this run, he says that he's saying about Astosos. The footnote says, it's like Tzarchin, where this isn't Tosos. But he's explaining Tosos here, just not giving the psychological explanation of. Saying if it has a shear, then it's matir kashir, and if it doesn't have a shear, then it's only matir b'chol shir.
You saying like the second shot, Ritva?
What?
You saying like the Ritva second shot?
But the Ritva second shot appeals to Vittel.
What's he saying? What's the Ran saying?
The Ran's saying that the shear lechi is kol shir. So it's only, let's say, in chabo lechi gusho, so it could only be matir with the least amount that it has.
Can we do it again?
You want me to do the Fanot or the...
By you or by the
Here should be the footnote by me says no.
I guess just
no. Here should be Tosos. The Kora, even the Yeshla Shiura, Chashiv Masha Kenegdo.
What does it mean? What does it really like?
The Yeshla Shiura, Chashiv Masha Kenegdo.
In what?
As part of the head there.
Chashiv.
Hilkach, Shayich Lemeimar Ba, Shetehe Materas Michud Hachitun Velefnim. Let's say a Kora's Matir. Where's the Kora? The Kora is the whole dimension of the Kora. Bein mandar mishum heker, bein mandar mishum chitza. Aval lechi, dahava kichud asarbo, ma shekinegdo lo chashuv, eino matir ele mimenu v'lefnim.
I don't even know what the words mean.
Itamar is telling you.
If you ask me.
But you don't, yeah.
I would say that the Ran is combining both days of the Ritva. But both, again, the second and the third, that's not Tosis, which is the Kashash.
Yeah.
But the second day in the Ritva, which is within Heker to make a fundamental difference between the type of Heker. And the third day, the one on Tesim Aleph about Hidokhimi Purachitzon in Mechitzos. But in both cases, I think your view is correct. And that is, once you say either of those two points, which are both Alpidin points, then you don't need to say Lo Plug anymore. You have
right, which the Ryan himself says. That
yeah,
exactly
that's a contribution. I think the two things that he's saying, the Bain the Heker, Bain the whatever, is saying, Whether you hold shot number two in the Ritva or shot number three in the Ritva, right? That either way, this is like a conceptualization of what Tosa says on a practical level. But once you say that, then you have just a much better answer for the local question.
Right. I just end up holding
up. I'm only answering that in response to because Yaakov saying I don't know what you're saying. I think that both of what he's saying and both of those things are either Mishum Heker. But that's an alpi din. There's a difference between the heker of something which requires a bashir and the heker of something that doesn't require a bashir. And certainly that's the case when it comes to mechitzos, that alpi mi'chud ha'chitzon is going to be determined by that. Just like that ritva is that's not I, but then what happens if you have a bigger, you know, lechi? The answer is, of course, who cares? Because alpi din, that doesn't register. Who cares?
I thought that's the clearest way to say it maybe is that... The Ran is saying everybody holds that a lechi and a korah are matir kenegdo. Right? Everyone holds that. The point is that there's no kenegdo of a lechi, because kichud asarvo.
What do the words chashuv mean throughout?
That dimension is chashuv, significant. You could take the.
It's
It doesn't sound like
a lot of
it. No, definitely not. Yesh la shiura. Kim yesh la shiura. Chashiv ma shekenegdo. So now what's
Like, where's kima yesh la shiura? I mean, since Chazal made a shiur, that's your reading?
Yeah, since a Korah has a shiur al
pidyon. There's a din of
shiur. So chashiv ma shekenegdo.
To be worthy of matter.
Or there's
mean,
there's
to be
some
subject
there's
to
some area considered to be keneged Korah.
To be subject to matter.
Right. Hilkach shayich lememar ba shetehei mataras michudo achitzon v'lefnim. So it's shayich to even talk about chudo achitzon.
Meaning if there's width, now you can distinguish front from back.
Right. But if there's no width, aval lechi behave kechud asarbo, v'mashe kenegdo lo chashiv, right, I guess there's no area parallel to it.
So just ignore it.
It's cute, but it doesn't take up space.
Right.
Okay, and therefore...
Ein amati el mimenu v'lefnim.
I mean, he's saying, it's not like he's saying you can only be mat in chudo achitzon, if you can distinguish the chitzon from the pnimi. That's...
Well, I'll say you could only be matir keneged akora if there is a keneged akora.
I don't know. It sounds like he's saying since
there's... How convenient for you.
What?
How convenient for you.
indeed. But if there's width, now you can point to something and say that's actually a chitzon and use it.
Uh-huh.
But if there is no width, so then the term chitzon and pnimi are ridiculous because they're overlapping. They're basically pilu overlapping each other.
Okay, so I think this is a problem for my read also. Is that, so let's say a lechi has no shear. Right? Let's say it's kichur asarvel. But is that kichur asarvel mibachot mibachnim? Right? So
I thought that was the point. That if somebody doesn't have a shear, then it's always considered.
Ein lecha
bo, ein lecha. It's always considered
mibachot. Of the heter. Of your people,
and
good.
Therefore they have the hefter starts.
So. Well, like some ein lechavo al chidusho idea.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a al pidin, whether something is a machitza or a heker that has or doesn't have shear, that's koveya whether it's you look at it from the inside of the outside, whether it's a machitza. But I think the bigger point in all this, and we'll correct me if I'm wrong, is the Ran, unlike other Rishonim, doesn't say. And that's because, on some level, he's seen four Tosas. And that's because, on some level, he conceptualized Tosas to begin with. And that's probably what she calls
it. Yeah, we could put it that way. I just would have said that, basically, the principle here that the Lechi and Korah is always Mater Kenegdo. The reason why it plays a distinction between Lechi and Korah is because there is no Kenegdo of a Lechi. Because Kechura Sarbo. So you can't talk about any area of the Lechi. Right, it's a principle in mathematics, correct me if I'm wrong, that if you have no second dimension, right, so you can't have an area. Right? So there's no area to talk about Bein
al-Chayayim. But really you don't know if for all we know, we don't at all know
what you say now. Then you could ask, you think you should leave the book because in some cases there will be a physical dimension.
No, but al-Pidin, the matir of Alechi is only a Choshu.
Right, so that's
think
you just have to
what
have
is a lefty?
It isn't a doctor connected, it's how the master works.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll revisit this one. Anybody want to make any comments on our Chizda?
In terms of I think you're formulating, you're saying that really the lechi is pointed towards the inside the rama. Is that a correct assessment? That as opposed to saying that the color goes down and therefore add some room, the lechi because it's nothing, so it's just a point at the end of the moment.
Right. Really, meaning you always have a heter l'shamish bein l'chayayim and pachas hakorah.
Yeah, we just need to find where it is.
But bein l'chayayim is always kechor asarvel, so there's no dimension to speak about of a heter.
So it's a point, and therefore it's headed towards the moment.
Right, and that's why the Ran says it doesn't matter how long your lechi actually is, because the din lechi is kechor asarvel.
It couldn't be. It's all oriented in one direction.
Now you need some sort of second assumption. Why, given that it's kechor asarvel, that kechor asarvel is on the tzad pnimi of the lechi. Right? Maybe you should have said that the chur asarvel is on the tzad chitzon of lechi.
Didn't you say that implicitly? What are you saying? If it doesn't have a second dimension, so then of course it's.
But maybe it's a one dimensional line on the outside face of the lechi.
That's a steer that's in
there. Why is that a steer though?
No outside one dimensional line. It doesn't take up any space.
Well, you could face it from the outside.
I'm not a math guy at all, but if you have a not.
I remember your chabri did the square root of the. right? The Pythagorean
theorem.
Yeah,
how long it took me to figure that out.
You Googled it.
It took me like a half day to figure that out.
It's a steer. You said you Googled it. You had your wife Google it during Seder.
I did. Come on, I actually Googled it until the next day to figure it out.
Oh.
But, I did. I'm saying you did it better. I thought you were saying this. You can't go past. There's no path if it's not there, right?
Physically, the lefty does have a.
Right, but we can't let you go to the end of it because that sense doesn't make sense.
Okay, but which side? I mean, meaning, but which side are we recognizing?
No, so that's what I'm
right.
Your question.
Right. 100%. Okay, so now we move on to the machlokes Abaye v'Rava on Daf Tesamid Aleph. So the Gemara just told us this is why this the Hemshech Gemara is pretty peculiar. The Gemara says that Rav Chisda says v'hachal modin bein alachayim shasher, and then. I guess Chazar v'Neir on Daf Tesamid Aleph, a daya that Bein Alechayayim is going to be mutter. Right, we have this Tani of Zakai, Tani of Yochanan, Bein Alechayayim Taksakor Nidam Ki Karmelis, that should be Aser. Amar Lei Puk Tani Lebra. Right, so Yochanan said you're wrong. Amar Rabbi Mestav Milster Yochanan Taksakora. Yochanan was only being matir Taksakora, but Bein Alechayayim Aser, which is fine with her. That's fine with her Chizda. The Rava Amar Bein L'Chayayim Nami Mutter, right, which seems to contradict Rav Chisda. Naga, there's a Dian and Rishonim here. Are Rav and Abaye trying to figure out what Rav Yochanan held, or are they just trying to tell you what they think the Din? Meaning, Mestav and Milster Rav Yochanan, we think Rav Yochanan's right with respect to this and not that Din. Or are they trying to tell you Mestav and Milster Rav Yochanan only objected to this case? Okay.
Who says the former?
Who says that they're going with Anshis Rav Yochanan?
No, who says they're not going with
Anshis? The Chishim Yiri. And he says, because you see later on, Amino Aminola. Amino Aminola seems to be that they're giving their own suggestion.
Even though the Amino Aminola is quoting Rabbi Yochanan.
The first one is, okay. After the Ritz was Raya, that they're going Meshitas of Yochanan, yeah. That's why they're quoting me from Yochanan. I think the second, the Raya of Abaya is not.
So
I think I'm,
Well, Rav is also one of the three people who hold that Taskar as well. The Gemara belongs to Yochanan together with Rav, so
right.
Maybe.
Right, but at least they're not bringing a raya for what Rabbi Yochanan himself held, right? And within Abaye. Either way, it's a bit of a problem because the Ritva says that fine, Abaye and Rav are giving you their own hezberim, but they felt that they wanted to interpret Rabbi Yochanan aliba to what they held in general. So basically, it comes out there. Rav Chisda tells you that kuliyam will pliyu bein lechayim is aser, and then whether you hold like the Ritva's interpretation or the Meir's interpretation. You have that Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that Bein Alechayayim is also. Yeah. So how do you explain that? So we'll come back to that in a few minutes. So what's the machlokes Abaye and Rava? So the Baal Amor is the big troublemaker in the sugya. Okay, the Rif Paskin's like Rava that Bein Alechayayim should be mutter. Okay. The Baal Amor comes along and he says, how could that be? Abaya Paskin's Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. If it's Mishum Mechitza, then Chuda Pnimi is so same. Chuda Pnimi is so same, then Bein Alechayim should be Aser. And we know that Halacha Ke'abaya B'Yalki Gam. And Lechi Omer Me'ilav is Mishum Lechi, is because of Lechi Mishum Mechitza. So maybe the Halacha has to be like Abaya. Yeah, there are so many assumptions in that Baal Amor. It's just surprising that he just came in and gave the Rif grief for Paskining like Rava here. Right, really a lot of assumptions that go into this.
He's in Shabbos, too.
He's in Shabbos, and more surprisingly, right, they find the Baal Amor. But the Ravid in the Kosov Sham says, oh, I said the same thing already in my Perushim Teirim. Right, so the Ravid also seems to hold that this Halacha should be like Abaye B'Yalki Gam, and therefore we should Paskin also the Shamak Bein Alechayayim. It's just strange that the Ravid in his Hasagos and the Rambam doesn't say anything about that. He's Masig, what?
I mean, is that you're the student of Dr. Graf. Doesn't Dr. Graf think you can't be the guy from lack of halachos?
Sometimes, yeah. There is a Rashba, somebody showed me a Rashba in Sefer Shabbos where he says the tema that the Ravid is cholik and the Ravid wasn't masig on the Rambam.
I mean, he is masig,
so
he just voted at that part. No,
But I mean, he's masig on a different halacha here.
But
he's not masig. I mean, in that hasaga, he seems to admit.
He's
just saying, Aliba to the Rambam, even. He should have known better.
I mean, we should get to
right.
This is a more local application of this here, right? But anyway, right, what is the right at all about the role of valid time?
and then the Korah.
I mean, Perikah Zayin Halacha
Yudalev,
which is where there is a machlokas from.
I think that's your point, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying there he seems to agree with Pashmak Rabba.
I mean, he's masig on the Rambam, and he seems to betray that he holds like Rabba.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Right.
What I'm adding also is that there's a discussion in the Mefarshim, what does the Ravid think about the, is there a difference between Yesh Dalet or Ein Dalet? Because the Rambam assumes, like, that there's no difference. The Ravid isn't masig on that point. So there's a debate in the Achronim whether the Ravid, since he's not masig on that point, agrees with that point of the Rambam, or not? To say there happens
I mean,
to be, it happens to be very important also conceptually to understanding what the Ravid holds in terms of the killing.
You were saying maybe he could passing against Rabba also. He was silent at that. It's possible to silent at two out of the three issues. Masik on one doesn't.
So what I'm saying, one issue is, you know, it wasn't Masik here, but the other one is that he also doesn't mention that distinction, and that happens to be here on my focus, Farshim.
Okay. So the Balamor and the Ravid, and I just point again at the Balamor, doesn't even say that Mishum Mechitza and Chudu Apnimi. He just says Mishum Mechitza. Right? As if, like that first sad in the Gemara, I'll leave the Rashi, that Mishum Mechitza already entails Chudu Apnimi. And here it's almost Motz Mechaberel Baraya, the Balamor is the one who's giving the riff trouble, and he doesn't even tell you, oh, it's a steer Mishum Mechitza and Chudu Apnimi. Right? He almost assumes it's obvious that once the Mechitza is Chudu Apnimi again. And even within the other tzad, that Rava's Mishum Heker, he doesn't even express Heker Milavar. Okay, when they're shown him all quote the position of the Balamor, they fill in, oh, it must be Pnimi and Milavar. Okay, but it's interesting that the Balamor himself.
And those were the original.
Right, but then the Gemara challenged it a line later.
Right.
So, especially according to Rosh Hashanah, it's not even the Gemara's having, you know. Right?
The same.
I forget.
It's so simple.
The other Rishonim suggests a different interpretation from Machlokas Abayin and Rava.
In the Rambam. It gets conceptual points for elegant.
The Balamor.
Yeah.
Well, and he has the Diak in the Gemara that the Lashitasam and where the Lashitasam
yeah,
coming from here.
It's not coming from nowhere.
What?
It's not coming from nowhere. The Rishonim will knock down his, what would be right is assuming he held that way. He has like a whole bunch of rias.
Right. 100%. Well, I'm not saying he hid nothing, but it's
not
you know,
I feel
he's coming from left field and
feels strong
dramatically.
Alright. And my wife's family, they claim that they're descendant from the Balamor.
Yeah.
So have a natural resistance to descending from Balamor.
Just remember that Ben Chanan Ben Shmuel helped over Robert and Rafa get that.
So the Ramban offers a different interpretation from Machlokes, Ramban and Machamos.
Of course, that's what the father was in Rafa.
He says, it could be that Lekuli Alma we're dealing Mishum Heker, so everybody holds left Mishum Heker. But, kind of reviving Tosis a little bit, Abaye holds that Kivam that Alechi is Kechura Sarvol, so then Chura Chitzon is not Nikar. Okay, whereas Rava holds, now, like, even Chura Chitzon is Nikar, even though it's Kechura Sarvol. Okay, so it's almost like a machlokas. Can you hold Chura Sarvol and still talk about Nikar on Chura Chitzon? Well, here it sounds like a Nikar, psychological.
Right, and the Ron never speaks out from the reasoning behind this Chalik being wide and skinny. He just said, why you can have it outside.
This is not compatible with saying that Al Pidin, it's Bechol Shehu, and Mimela, even when you have a shear, it's not Nikar.
It's a look.
What? But the Ron's point is that I don't have, he doesn't have to rely on a look.
You can read that way.
We said we're going to come back to the Ron later, and you, after the after
oh,
the
after
later.
Right.
You violated that rule. It's like Chazar Vaneir Gardens working. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
insane. There's
a second Chazar Vaneir joke.
Okay, so the Ritva has a modification on this Ramban. He says it's not so mistaver to say that the machlokes is whether kechura sarvo the chitzon is nikar. So what's the machlokes? It's that Rava agrees to Abaya that chura chitzon is not nikar. And it's a big chiddush. Just that since the lechi kechur asarvel is the sof hamavoy, so you have the sof hamavoy as your heker. Okay, meaning usually we think of the lechi as being the heker itself, but here the lechi itself is batel to the sof hamavoy, so the sof hamavoy serves as your heker not to walk outside. Okay, meaning you no longer need heker on the lechi, so long as you have heker from the features of the mavoy. You're totally fine. Let me just read the Lashon for a second, since it's changed. I think it's very very surprising. The Rava Sirle, the Lashuka Lakashina, came into Besoch closely Hamavoy, since it's inside the Mavoy. The Adrapa, a filu tame lechem Mishim Machitza, came into Shiro Bechoshu, lo chashiv le mahavim makam ban pein afshe, vidino she yisbatel le gabi Hamavoy, kima shehu Besocho. Since the lechi is at the end of the Mavoy, the lechi itself is batel to the end of the Mavoy. But lachlukah loy chashin and kiman shu besof kos lehamavoy. It's a very surprising interpretation. The Rashba and the Ramban offer a third hesber.
What's so surprising about it?
You assume that the lechi itself has to be that's the end of the heker, right? Here you're saying that the lechi could rely on the sof hamavoy as the heker.
How are you presenting it?
We're worried that since it's kechud asar, they'll just walk outside. The rava sirlei, the lachlupe lo chashinan, kivan shehu besoch kos lehamavoy. You're not going to walk out, even though the lechi itself is not going to stop you, because you're inside the walls of the mavoy. So we're metaking a lechi mishum heker to make sure you don't walk out. But don't worry, even if the lechi doesn't accomplish that, the sof hamavoy will.
Is this kavan the result of the... Is the kavan here different than the kavan a few lines later? The kavan a few lines later is kavan shubisofo is lo kashav and bottle. Is this kavan different?
Well, here, the adrab that he gets to is once you say lechi mishum mechitza. Here he's saying that, look, it's mishum heker. It's about a chashash achlufe, but we're not worried about a achlufe because you're still within the walls of the mavoy.
Isn't it because it's lo chashav and batal, kevan shubisofo?
Okay, what's lo chashav and batal?
This area.
Alright, so I don't think even there he's talking about the area. I think he's talking about the lechi itself is considered batal to the end of the mavoy.
Okay, but he doesn't say that the mavoy serves as a heker. He's just saying whatever problem you bring
why?
To that.
Why? Achlufe lo chashinan, kevan shubisofo, kos le'amavoy.
Right. Therefore, it's lo chashav and batal, like later.
What's lo chashav and batal?
No, if it's batal, why didn't you have your chashav echlupe?
Right, we have no chashash because you're within the walls.
Well, what's the later line? I mean,
that's within lucky mishum mechitza.
So, this is a raya to his. If this is a raya to what he's saying, Rava holds, probably lines up the same in both, no? He's saying, Abaye's kosher is you're going to walk out. Rava says, I'm not. Kevan shuka besok. And then brings a raya. Since you're besok, it's batal and kashu. Yeah,
this is what we were arguing about yesterday. This is what we were arguing about yesterday. In the base matters, right?
Yes.
Right.
Sort of, but whatever, yeah.
What do we think? How do we come back to this?
I think... Maybe, can we look at the... I suppose the way it's being presented now is that...
Abaye says, Mishem de...
Abaye says you're going to walk this way. And Rabbis, the way it's being presented now is that since it's in the walls, so you have a hacker to stop you from walking out. But I thought the way it reads is Rabbis...
I mean the walls are the hacker.
Okay, the walls will be your hacker to stop you from walking out. You won't have this problem, practically speaking.
Right.
But I thought the way you read it is, Rava Sirle to the Fufi Lokeshinan, Kevan Shubisoklas Mavoy. That Kevan is a dangling Kevan, which he's going to explain later. The Adarab brings a Raya. I feel the same Alachim Mishim Machitza, and you give me worse problems in psychology. You make a big problem of Kalacha here. Kevan Tashira Bakalshu, Lo Kashiv, from the Havim Makamayan Binashe, Vedinu Shetivadel, Lagavi Mavoy, Kevan Shubisova. I thought the kevans are parallel. The same kevan at the end is the kevan at the beginning. Lo chayshinan, kevan you have halachic mechanisms to override this would-be derabanan problem of walking out. Yeah, lo chayshinan, not because I disagree in psychology or disagree in whether you're going to make this mistake, but lo chayshinan, I psychologically have a problem, but I can't be chayshinan, kevan shuhu, dot, 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 lo kashav and batal, kevan shuhu soko.
What is Abaye? Does Abaye hold Lechem Mishum Mechitz or Lechem when he's arguing that we're worried about the Yachli?
Since we're in Tosos, it's irrelevant completely. He agrees to Bittel.
Right now we're in the Ritva, but...
The Ritva here is speaking out his Mahalach of
Rav.
The Baal Tosos. He's at the beginning of this session over here, he says, he brings up again this issue of the Balmor, and he says this can be Kasha Akasha on the Rift. As I said earlier, depends on hacker. And then Rava says, I agree with you that it would be a problem, but what can I do? It's bottle. And then he continues, and that's how I know that by Dalad al Dalad, it is going to be Chashiv, and it won't be Batal. They both agree the concept of Bittel. It's just that Abaye says you need a hacker, and Rava says, no, since you have Bittel, you don't have to worry about that. But nowhere that he's saying that the walls themselves serve to stop you, and that psychologically Rava disagrees. It's a halakhic override.
Now you're talking about Bittel of the area. Like the Rishonim are obviously like, Kamatur is Batal Agav Amavoy. I think definitely in the first line of the Ritva doesn't sound that way. He's saying it's a chshash of achlufe, it's a chshash of heker, but you have heker of the Kosle Amavoy. Right? That's the. And then even if you want to tell me, Misha Mechitza, I can tell you something about Bittel.
But look at the next two Damascus later. There's the next one, Makam Shein Bo Dalad, skip that one liner. And then the next one, Motel Vene Rishasi Yakal Venetius Rav, the Kat of Allah, he brings us a Yokan of Vashali Abiku. Here's Rashi Zal Amma Kiman de Lohani Makam Kashu, Kule, Hakanam, the Fibu Kashat to the Makam Abinashi, Batal Hakam Hakam Shari Kamashano. Batal Naka Rabino Zal, Fibu Kashat to the Makam Abinashi, Loya Zarakat, the Lomar Kishuras of Dinu, the Kaman to Omi Bin Kosi Amavi Shukin Skilas Mam. Mew, a Fibu Tame with the Kashat to Makam Abinashi, Mikneshi Balahashi Mavi, the Kamakam Kaman de Lohani Makam Kashu, Batal.
But the first
are all tied in with Batal.
Whoa, he just gave you two separate deas. That either it's not a Makam Banpei Nafshe, or it is. Either it's not a Makam Banpei Nafshe, and therefore it's Tocha Mavoi, or it is a Makam Banpei Nafshe, and it's Batel.
Right.
You just told me that you want to read the, and that matches up to the two Kivans, which you are telling me are reiterating the same point.
Yeah. There's four.
He just gave you two separate Hezbeirim in the second Divrei Maskil.
There's four Kivans. In the first one, there's two.
What?
In the second one, there's two. The first two are all saying Batel. And the second two,
you agree that the Ritva and the second Divrei Maskil is giving you two separate Hezbeirim. Either it is a Makom Banpei Nafshe and it's Tocha Mavoi. I mean, it's not a Makom Banpei Nafshe and it's Tocha Mavoi, first Deya. Or second Deya, it's a Makom Banpei Nafshe and it's Batel. Okay?
I disagree with that formulation.
Of the second Divrei Maskil.
100%. He's saying, since it's Kosli Amavoi, look what I wrote earlier. It's not even a Makom Banpei Nafshe. Those words.
Why? Because you're Tocha Mavoi, and I just told you that there's no chshash of Shem Yachlifu when you're Tocha Mavoi.
Well, the order is in this first Divrei Maskil, he tells you that since you're Tocha Mavoi, you're Batel. Then, because why? You're Lo Chashav L'Havi Makom Abinashe. He goes to the next Divrei Maskil and says again, Lo Chashav L'Havi Makom Abinashe.
But that's in his second day.
That's the second thing. It's three and four are the same, and then four is super. 2 and 3 are the same, and then 4 is super 2 and 3.
What?
They think
that's what this is rejecting. He's rejecting the Pashto Pashat of Rashi. In the second one.
The second in Ramasco?
Yeah.
Say again?
It's the first Pashat of the second in Ramasco is rereading Rashi.
I thought you were just saying, I think speaking out Rashi's really not a problem, and even if you want to tell me there's a problem, it's still not a problem.
That is also moderating Rashi. I don't think Rashi really means this is an actual Makom Torah.
Okay. That the few. Okay.
No, I mean,
but I thought he's saying the first meaning.
And the second one is
of his kevan. There's four kevans.
Right.
One, he doesn't speak out, and three, he doesn't speak out. Right.
Can I just tell you the way I'm reading it? In the first year of Maskil, he says, Rava is not choshev l'chlufei because you're still chkosei amavoi. Okay? That corresponds to what is first, that first suggestion of Rashi, which is that it's not a makom banpei nafshe. Why? Because it's all still tocha amavoi. Then, even if you tell me that lechi mishum mechitza, Okay, i.e. and chuda pnimi, and therefore.
Now you're back to the first one, right?
Yeah. And therefore, we're magdir this as makom bampe nafshe. Even that's not a kasha to me. Why? Because makom turin is batal agav amavli, which is his second day.
Except in two, he says lo chashiv. It's not the same thing as four. Lo chashiv l'chav. Two, he says lo chashiv l'chav makom bampe nafshe. And four, he's saying even a chashavta. Two and four are not the same.
Yes, so I think that. I mean, it's a semantic question whether you want to be magdir or makom that's batel. Say it's a makom bifnei atzmo, which is now batel, and therefore it's not a makom. By itself.
That's four, right?
That's what he's saying in the second year of Moscow.
Meaning, yeah, Kivan number four.
Right.
We're like, yeah, I should adopt your language. Okay, second part of second year of Moscow.
Right.
He's saying that even if you want to tell me
it's batel. Right.
That's not the same thing he says in the second part.
It is. He's saying it's mishum mechitza, chuda pnimi, it's magir is a separate makom, and mele it's batel.
In Dibur number one, Kivan number two, he's still saying it's lo chashiv lemechavim makom avinashi. It's not parallel.
You could only talk about bittul of a makom bifnei atzmo, right? Here in the second half of Dira Maska number one, he's telling you the result of the bittul. So it's lo chashiv mahavim makom bampei nafshe as a result. Why? Because dinar shei is batel lagabe hamavo.
He's saying since. He's saying lo chashiv and therefore batel. A result. That's four.
I don't hear that.
Since it's not chashuv, it's obviously bottle. In the last comment of these things, in the second half of number two, he says, and even if you want to tell me it is chashuv, it's still going to be bottle. But he doesn't get to that till there. Everything until there, he's saying it's not chashuv, makbe.
He doesn't say it's chashuv, he says even if it's
chashuv. Right? In the second, mihu afilu tema de chashach, and then makbe makbe nafshe, and then he should have a and you call him, came in the law, he makbe chashuv. It could be a makbe makbe nafshe. It's not a chashuv or makbe makbe nafshe. It'll be bottle. But until then, he wasn't even entertaining it was a
Makom Bampe Nafshe. I guess we could debate this later also. We should do that.
Also, according to this Yom Halach, how could he then say Rava himself asur dalet al dalet? According to your first Mahalach of what Rava is trying to abide in.
Yeah.
Very simply. And what happens dalet al dalet? Because he explains that it becomes unbottled.
So very, very simply.
Yeah.
That you could only jump from the lechi as the heker to the sof hamavoy as the heker if they're in close proximity. Right. So if it's pachas midalad adalid, so then it's a natural extension to say, oh, don't worry because you're still besof the heker of the mavoy. But if they're too far separated, then you can't rely on them.
Psychologically or halakhically?
Either way.
What allows you to jump?
Yes, you might say if it's Yosem Dalet al Dalet, so then
it's never going to be psychological.
What?
The rule of Dalet al Dalet is never going to be
psychological. Why?
Okay, because it's a sheer mokal. So wow. It could be a mitzare,
it's a shirin makom, because the closest.
So what did the say? It's alpidin. It's mitzvah. It's mitzvah.
What is that?
But then what does it have to do with what Rifa explains of not being able to bottle anymore?
If it's yosher midalid?
Yeah, the only thing he ever explains about yosher midalid is that when it becomes dalid, now it becomes chashuv makom yavinashe.
First of all, that could be going with lechem yishim mechitza, like the second sad, his kevan. But I'm telling you that even if it's going in the first sad, maybe he's saying the only way you could jump from using the lechi as the heker. The coast of Amavoy is the heker, as if they're tochta al dalet.
But that doesn't that fits his words here. Alma lo amar rava elamishum the kol sheim bo dal dal lo kashav mevavavav yavnashi ubatal.
But that's within his lechi mishum mechitza.
Not
the
suruf anymore.
But I think that's within his lechi mishum mechitza.
Right, exactly. So where does he speak out this supposed other mahalach about dal dalet?
Before he tells you the adraba afilu tema lechi mishum mechitza.
Where does he speak about dal dalet? I don't see him ever talking about a different mahalach of making dalet al dalet problematic.
No, this is the piece. I think dalet al dalet is later.
Okay, so let's hold off on this reading of the Ritva. We could try it. A third explanation of machlokas Abai Barava, this should be less controversial, hopefully, is put forth also by the Ramban and the Rashba. So very simply, they're both mishum mechitza. Machlokas whether you hold chuda chitzon or chuda pnimi. Right, Rava is going to hold chuda chitzon and therefore it's mutter, and Abai is going to hold chuda pnimi, and therefore it's aser. Okay. So all these three hesberim are assuming that the machlokas of Ayin Rava is about the nature of the heter lechi or heter mavoi. Chuda pnimi, chuda chita, mishim chita, mishim heker. Okay. It's all about how we're learning the heter of the lechi and the korah. The second mahalach in the Rishonim is to really focus on the notion of bittul. Okay, really, kuli alma lo pligi, that the heter lechi or heter korah ended before the tocha lechayayim. The question is, should that makom of lechayayim be batel agav the mavoi? Okay. So the Ramban and the Rashba both have this suggestion explicitly. The Ran just has the sharpest formulation in characterizing what's going on. The Ran says, look, the Gemara introduced this with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, bein lechayayim lekuli alma is aser. And now we're back within Rabbi Yochanan that maybe l'chayayim should be aser. How'd that happen? Sorry. Maybe we're back within Rabbi Yochanan that l'chayayim should be mutter, according to Rava. The Gemara just told us that l'kul yama, according to Rav Chizda, l'kul yama ben l'chayayim is aser. How'd that happen? So Rav says, because really, Rava will admit that ben l'chayayim is aser. It holds like Rav Chizda, ben l'chayayim is aser. Elamai, you have a chiddush that midin hilchos makom p'tur, this area is going to be bought out to the mavoi. A very sharp suggestion of the Ran. Again, Rava, who holds Bein Al-Chayim's mutter, agrees like Rav Chisda that Bein Al-Chayim's aser, al tzine lechi b'kora. It's just that when you invoke the dinim of Hilchos Malkum Ptur, so you have a new heter here based off Bittul. Okay, so that's how the Ran characterizes this part of the Gemara. The Ramban and the Rashba suggest, explain
what makes it about
Mutur. Oh, so we'll get to that. That's a big problem. The Ramban and the Rashba both suggest that Rava holds Mishum Mechitza, and Chudu Apnimi is so same, which the Chorah should mean Aser, but Afilo Hachi it's Shari, because the Mokom Ba'an Pei Nafshe. This becomes a Mokom in and of itself. The Rashba has a Lashon, the Gara Mi Mokom Tur. I think it's a Tala Sofer, it must be the Gara Ki Mokom Tur, which he says later on. Later on he says Gara Ki Mokom Tur, and here he says Gara Mi Mokom Tur. So, we'll see maybe if he meant literally that's worse somehow than Mokom Tur. But the simple shot would be that if anything is better than the Malkum
Ptur.
Nothing. So we'll see in a second. So the Meiri has a different formulation of the. So the Machlokas then is Rava holds that it's Batel al Malkum Ptur. And for some reason you have to explain, La Baye, it's not Batel. Here's what you have to explain. The Meiri in his Chidushim has a different Hezber. He holds, look, both Rava and Abaye agree that it's Malkum Ptur. And everybody agrees that it should be Batel to one side or the other. Machlokas Abaye and Rava is to which side is it Batel. Rava holds, Abaye holds, since the Mavoi is chaser dal mechito, so it only has three, so the makom alechayayim mitoch greuso is batel agav the rishus arabin. Okay? Meaning because, let's say, the rishus ayachid here is so weak, it only has gil mechitos, so mele would be miyaches the bein alechayayim to the rishus arabin. Rava disagrees, and Rava says, no, hol v'yesh l'gil mechitos, since the Rosh Hashayachid has three mechitzos, it should be batel agav the Rosh Hashayachid. The Miri and the Chidushim doesn't flesh out exactly why one prefers Gimel mechitzos over Dal mechitzos. But it comes out according to this Miri, and he says this. You actually have an afkamina midoraisa for the machlokas Abaye and Rava here. He says, according to Abaye, that it's batel agav the Rosh Hashayachid. So if you carry from the Rosh Hashayachid, to the Bein HaLechayayim, you're going to be Pater. Okay? It's Batel Agav the Rosh Hashayachid. If you carry from the Rosh Hashayachid to the Bein HaLechayayim, you're going to be Pater. According to Rava, that Bein HaLechayayim is Batel to the Rosh Hashayachid, if you carry from the Rosh Hashayachid to Bein HaLechayayim, you're going to be Chayav HaKhatos. Okay? So it's very, very surprising that the Machlokas Abaye of Rava about Bein HaLechayayim, which is a Din Dravanan, should have an Afka Mina Midoraisa about Chayav HaKhatos.
This view in Abaye is a huge hiddish because you're talking about something just within the given the pizzas.
That's the right, that's kind of
and
the problem.
Assuming that this is not one of those shitas that thinks that's either inferior or not, which is ayaka. So you actually have a case according to Abaye where you're mutter and carry from the side of which is ayaka to which is
arabi. So he never holds that it's mutter.
You could, meaning
you go from
Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid if you go from Bein HaLechayayim.
So presumably that's because he'll hold that's like Karen Zavis.
Right, so you have to say
for some other reason. Right.
But
so,
normally we
so
think
he never
those things
he never
are
said
all
that you'd be chayav according to Abaye for going from Shusay Yochid to being al chayayim to Shusay Rabin. But he says in the opposite way that according to Abaye you'd be putter for going from Shusay Rabin to being al chayayim.
In a way that's even more.
Right, whereas according to Rabbi you'd be chayav.
He makes that fill up. He says from the Shusay Yochid to Malchut Turei.
He doesn't say it, but Simcha Zisel here says that for sure he holds that.
I mean, it's only Bakel when you start in the Shushanah.
What?
When you start in the Shushanah, then the transfer into that Malkut Tour is not significant. But if you start in Shushanah,
then... I say, according to Rava, you'd be Chayev.
Well,
Rava's in Yana, right. But according to Abaye, you're just saying you're Pater. You're probably going from Rosh Hashanah.
No, but what Johnny's asking is, does it matter which direction you're going from?
Yeah, I think it matters which direction you're going from. I thought that's what you were saying.
Right,
No. He's just saying that if you go from Beit L'Chayayim to Rosh Hashanah, you're not Chayyim then.
Right, he's not willing to be Machayyim.
If you go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's a Rosh Hashanah.
He's not willing to Machayyim you.
Correct.
But he's not distinguishing between which direction.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's a Kiddush because where do you ever have
a
place that's within Rosh Hashanah that you're looked to go to Rosh Hashanah?
I mean,
and no Tzachah, if you say, and you can, and it's not also to go to the rest of Rosh Hashanah either.
Well, if you think it's a real bona fide Malkut Patur,
It's a bona fide Malkum that's Batel somewhere.
No, but if you think that, I mean, if you think that Lucky is Mishum Achitza, so then, and we know that on Yud Beis and Beis, that Lucky Mishum Achitza has a host of Raisa. So if you think that Lucky is Mishum Achitza, so I could understand that it could be so same.
If there's a Linda, right, I'm saying that's why I qualified before by saying. If you think that it's not sure that sometimes life is a halos or raisa, then that's
I mean, the Gemara is the theory, that's true on your base and face.
Questions on the other ones, and whether that's going to be the case here.
Okay.
Even so, what am I saying? That you're so soon.
No, because now because it doesn't have dalal dalal.
Okay, we'll get to why it's why I'll be mugder as a mafia tour. Why there's a strong enough reason to say it.
It's a huge shift. Do you have a language, by the way?
Can you see the sheets again? I just got confused. Can you say after you read
Pashat
again? I just forgot.
Yeah, that both Abaye and Rava hold that it's a Malkum that's Batel to either one way or the other. Abaye holds that it's Batel to the Shusha Rabim. And Rava holds that it's Batel to the Shusha Yachim.
And
even though it's Batel to the Shusha Rabim, according to Abaye, you'll be.
How is it
Batel?
Who said that? That he doesn't say explicitly, right?
Miri says you're Pater.
But he does say that.
Yeah. Says you're, it's
but according to
Abaye,
if you go into Rosh Hashanah, you're Pater. That's a
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like the idea of the Motzi Lar.
No, he wants to be Medai.
So he actually says, according to Abaye, this section is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin living in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, but not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin living in Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Right.
Which sounds like it's a classic. Tour, but it's a Malkum Tour within. But if you say it's Malkum Tour within Rosh Hashanah, why do you need to say that it's Bakal to Rosh Hashanah? Why did you say it's Malkum Tour?
Because he wants to learn that everyone agrees that this Malkum has to be Bakal somewhere. That's how he's framing this.
I mean, when he says it's Bakal Rosh Hashanah, does he mean like Rosh Hashanah? Or that's just a way of saying Malkum Tour.
I mean, is it
I think the property, he understands the property of a Malkum Tour is that it's Batel somewhere. That's what a Malkum Tour is. And that in general, that's why in his Kupa, it's Motel and Nirsha Shamash Zev, but Batel Lakan Lakan. Kind of like Rashi said.
So then it's the Kiddush to formulate it better, so that, like you just said, that it's a Malkum Tour with the Rosh Hashanah.
Things like that. Which is kind of a simple pshat in Rashi also. If you don't take the all the Rishonim's explanation away for Rashi. Right?
Correct.
That's, it's a simple pshat in Rashi. If you don't want to say tzadi
if
da,
you don't want to say that it's that Rashi's like the realm of the
right.
Virus.
No, so he doesn't want to say that. Probably because it's Karen Zavis or something.
No, because you're saying it's Malcolm Couture.
Or Malcolm Couture. Well,
Karen Zavis. So if you really think that that's just Malcolm Couture, then all you need to do is say that.
Right.
But so, there's one big Kiddush to overcome, and that is that you can have a Malcolm Couture inside of Rosh Hashanah. Once you said that, then the rest of it is fine.
Is there any non-community derisive with the Bayi Rabbah?
Bayi would pater you
for
carrying from Rosh Rabin into that area. Right. No, let's say you go from Rosh Rabin to Bein Alechayayim. According to Rava, you'd be chayiv. According to Bayi, you'd be pater.
Wait, what?
No.
According to Rava, it's batel agav Rosh Hashayachin.
According to Rava, it's batel agav Rosh Hashayachin. That's what I'm saying. You originally said it. That's what you have to look at the formulation. You really said that the machlokas is whether or not this thing is batel or shesayachid.
Right, but then he lauded off as a bittel to the Rosh Hashanah inside.
Right.
It's not really
batel Rosh Hashanah. Is it a makom
p'tur? I'm thinking that could be more because of the properties of when something is batel to Rosh Hashanah on the border with Rosh Hashanah. So you have a Karen Zavis, which would still pater you anyway.
Okay.
I mean, it's batel to Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah that borders on Rosh Hashanah, that area is considered to be a Karen Zavis anyway, so you'd never be chayav. I think
so
I was talking to Mordechai about this.
So then that wouldn't be
involved.
Let's just does it say that the Kor Tavai is a Malkum Tur?
No. He
but
say
he's
that.
Just describing that in both directions is what.
Correct. The okay, so we have two basic Mahalchim and Rishonim here. Either we're explaining the Machlokes Bayi Rava Mitam, the Lechi and the Korah, Chitzon or Pnimi, etc. Or we're explaining that everybody agrees about Lechi and Korah, and the question is this Makom Batel to the Rosh Hashayachid or Batel to the Rosh Hashanah or not Batel at all? Meaning, i.e., do we have a Makom Ptur here? Now, both of these Mahalchim have problems, and they all kind of have to be finessed. And the way that Achronim finesse them brings out a big Chiddush in either side of either interpreting the Makom Ptur or in interpreting the Heter of Lechi and Korah. Okay, very briefly. So first of all, if you say it's about mechitza or heker, I mean it's about the lechi or the korah, so then why is Rava appealing to a case of makom p'tur? Right, Rava says mina amina la that bein alechayayim should be mutter because Rabbi Yochanan on a scoop that's pachas midalit. Right, if you're talking about chudu achitzon for Rava, why is he appealing to a heter of makom p'tur? Okay, so the Ramban already in the Mochamos noticed this, and the Ramban says, oh, maybe Rava's only asking a libud abaye. I hold chudu achitzon, so I'm totally fine. But even you, Abai, who wants to say chudu apnimi, modeli that it's a makom p'tur. Okay, that's what Ramban's suggestion. The Gaon Yaakov has a different suggestion here. He says that, look, you could say chudu achitzon, okay, or hakir milabar, but how do you know that Chazal aren't going to be gozer of achshah shema atilach lufe? I find you have a heter until the end, but we should still be choshesh. So Rava then brings a raya from the case of Malkum Ptur, where the Gemara says, Uvad shelo yachud, meaning, we trust you to not be kolef on your own. Same thing over here. Really, the lechi goes until the end, but I have to bring a raya that we're not going to institute a separate gzera of an isser, shema yachud, into the Rosh Hashanah. So those are our two hezberim, why you could hold mishum lechi and still bring a raya from Malkum Ptur.
What about the
I was going to say here, but then since Yaakov gave me a lot of trouble about it, I'll say it only as a qualification, that if the Ritva is learning that it has to do with a bitul halechi within Dalit Tfachim of the Sof HaMavoy, so then, really we're talking about the Heter Lechi. The Rava has to bring a riot to say that we could, I guess Dalit al Dalit is significant enough to make the leap from the Heter Lechi to the Heter of Kosle HaMavoy.
You can go out further. See, when you have
the
flat, you can still go past it.
I mean, within Dalit Tvachim, you still have like a wiggle room. Okay, the way I'm formulating now, I guess, is a concession that maybe I was wrong in the Hesber of the Ritva. Okay, but that's how I thought maybe the Ritva would read it. The Lechi is really batel to the Sof HaMavoy, but we know from Makom Ptur that Dini Bito are only within Dalit Tvachim. Okay, that's It's a little more, a little complicated of a hesper. Okay. Another problem you have if you want to say that the machlokes abaye Rava is about mechitza and heker is how do you explain Rava's answer to abaye matzah minas mino v'neir at the end of the Gemara, right? We're saying, look, the mabui ends at the sofa lefi or the sofa kora. That's the mechitza. That's the clear heter. Then why should it be tolya and whether it's samuch to a karmelis or samuch to a rishis rabin? You should have an absolute absolute chiluk. So the Chazanish in Simeon, this is explicated by the Ran. One is also explicated by the Chlishi Amiri b'shem Rabbeinu Meshulam. I think Rabbeinu Meshulam is like really Chachmei Kravan.
Yeah,
right. Rambi, Meshulam Bar Yaakov, or Meshulam Ben Yosef. So he just says, I don't understand. Basically, the Chlishi Amiri quotes somebody who had the Hezbar of the Baal Amor, and Rabbeinu Meshulam says that can never work because if you're going to hold that it's Mishum Heker, and Rava will be Mishum Heker, then why in the world should there be a distinction between Heker Le Carmelis and Heker to Rosh Hashanah?
Does he ask the question as pizza?
No, because the answer Rava is only, according to the Baal Amor, Rava only is holding Mishum Heker.
Right.
So then his distinction of Carmelis and...
Because it's probably easier to answer, I don't know what you think, but it's probably easier to answer this question from a Heker point of view.
Like a Ben Yonah son.
Yeah.
Because psychological.
Or even other ways. Meaning the Ran's question is if you hold Kudel Chitzon.
Then why would you distinguish?
Then why would you
distinguish? That's a parallel question to Rabbeinu Ben Shulam.
Ben Shulam on the Heker, I think it's even a stronger question.
From the Mechitza side or from?
From the Mechitza side, it's a stronger question.
Yeah, because it's
real
absolutely Mechitza, so
why do
right.
you care what's right,
right.
what's kind of wrong?
Right. You say a heker by definition is more fluid.
Yeah.
Right.
So
the problem is that some people want to say, maybe even a maskana, the Ravid wants to say that we're indifferent to Psuach le Karmelis and Psuach to Rosh Hashanah Rabin for Korah,
okay.
but not for Lechi. And for
but
Lechi, we
even
care.
Even Ramban says that.
You mean the other way around?
No, for Lechi, we care whether it's Psuach.
Okay,
for Korah, we don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, so
that's
why is that? Right. So
but that's also the Ramban.
Right. So usually those more
in Shabbos.
Oh.
Here I don't think he says it one way or another.
Could be.
But where do you have that Baal Amor Ramban on Shabbos?
On that test.
Test, the Ramban says explicitly that if you had a Korah, it would not matter whether or not you're facing Karmel assumptions or
not. Right. Which is what
like
which is what the Ravid holds.
Right.
Right.
I mean, but the Rajba here.
So I saw some Hezbeirim would say, oh, that's because.
Like the Ramban was Shita also,
right.
you would think. But it's interesting that the Rav were holding the Ramban here, correct?
At the Maskana.
That even that Rav is even
Yosemidalad
and Sbidin Chudo Achitza.
I couldn't pin down if the Rashba says Chudo Achitza.
Put it this way, but it's the Rashba definitely agrees with the Ramban about Rav, about the Dalad, that even Samal of Dalad,
right?
Right. And therefore it's very sensible that he likes the Rambam, right?
The Rashba. Yeah, that's what he says. He even says that.
He says I like the Rambam.
He's like, I'm forced into the Rambam because of Dalal Dalal.
Correct. So I'm just pointing out that even though this is the Rashba embracing the Ramban. In the reading of the Gemara, at least,
yeah.
that the Ramban himself holds like the Ravid.
Okay, it could be. I don't know, I didn't look at the Ramban carefully enough on the test and Shabbos.
Yeah, that's explicit.
And that's bad because all the Biurim.
No, I don't think it's bad in the end, but I think it means you need to make some chilukim. But, right.
I was going to say, mate, what were you going to say?
Well, like the Kilos Yaakov, are you about to say, you about to say the Kilos Yaakov?
Not about, but.
Okay.
Almost
well,
about.
I'm just saying, keep that in mind, the Ramban. That's what in the Ramban, somehow, in other words, for the Ramban, Chudo Hachitzon of a Lechi seems to be inferior to the Mechitza of Korah.
Okay.
Now, again, as a phenomenon, I think that also there are other examples of that.
Right.
But either way, you'll see what you did.
Now, I was going to say that I thought some Achronim were saying, it could be just a misperception, that the Ravid makes sense in, was it Yud Zayin Yud Aleph?
Yeah.
Because if it's Mishum Heker, then there's no reason to Mechali. Which is kind of like this Rabbeinu Mishulam. Right, it's like this Rabbeinu Mishulam Sorah, not that Mechitza is stronger.
I
don't know why they're assuming, unless they're assuming that the right of Itzel Shittas on the Kosov of Shem, that he paskins like the Balamor, in which case, Lechi Mishum Mechitza and Korah Mishum Heker.
I think the rush reads.
I didn't have a strong intuition which one is more impervious to Karmelis versus Vicious Rabbin.
Oh, really?
I didn't have a strong.
a physical barrier, or a virtual physical barrier.
That's why.
Because yeah,
right.
If you think that the Malkum is a real Malkum Tour, so then, and presumably your Malkum Tour can only be created if you hold that it's you did the pizza. So then the Malkum Tour is obvious.
So we'll see, I'm going to quote in a minute and then I'm going to wrap up, but we'll see. I think there's some Mishonim who would hold, even if you're not going Mishonim Mechitza, you still have something that created Malkum Tour there. You're motivated by it because what individuates this from the Mavoi?
Yes.
So it has to be a Chuda Pnimi,
yes,
which knocks it off.
Right.
We were speaking about this last night, right? That the Rashba always introduces that side when he talks about Chuda Pnimi Midin Mechitza. And he says, oh, so maybe it's a separate Malkum. But we're not sure if that's the only side you need it in or if that's the only side that's possible. Right, so. Okay, so let me just move forward here a little bit. So the first question was, if it's Mishum Mechitza or Heker, then why bring Raya from Malkum Tur? The second question, or second problem for this approach, is again, if it's why Motza Menes Mino V'Neir, if it's Mishum Mechitza or Heker? And then I guess you have this sub-question, which one's more mistaver, that should be a problem, Mechitza or Mishum Heker. So you have the Ran asking it Mishum Mechitza, and we have the Ran asking, and the Mishum Yiri B'Shem Rabbeinu Meshulam asking it Mitam Heker. So the Chazon Ish in Siman Samach Vav, Sif Dalid, has a suggestion that maybe when it's Pasuach L'Karmelis, so then we'll say Chudo HaPnimi Zosei. But when it's Pasuach, that was Rabin, so then we say Chudo HaChitzon Zosei. Very strange. Right? It seems to be a big chiddush that the Din Mechitza of a Lechi, whether it's Chudo HaChitzon or Chudo HaPnimi, should be totally on what it's meeting up against on the outside. Right? So it's almost like if it conflicts with the Rosh Hazarabim, then we push it back and we say Chudo Achitza on Esosim. If it's against the Karmelis, I'm kind of like it's like Enoch HaBol HaChidusha and it like creeps in and it's Chudo Apnim. Maybe this is kind of, this touches on what we mentioned earlier, is that, and I think Ariel was, we were discussing this, that kind of is like this blurred line between Mishum Heker and Mishum Mechitza even. Right, it's the kuliyama. You need both elements, right? And in a certain sense, like maybe like it's when you're up against a Rosh Hasarabim, so that like changes, I guess, the perception of the mechitza. But I don't have a good hesber why that should work. How do you say it?
Saying in terms of how, see that the heker elements affect the mechitza elements. Yeah, that's
right. It's like a clearer heker against the Rosh Hasarabim, maybe. So then, let's say chudu achitz on
esosim.
I suppose
it's a different
You don't really Rashi over and over and over again doubt the phrase. It keeps repeating. You only need this heter at all when it's myself, which is a rap.
Right.
So this seems to be not true. Elamai needs to say din, and how they can work differently. Yeah, enough not even needed when it's myself. The karmel will just work.
I mean, it's like a separate din lechi.
I think it's you hinting at it.
Right.
Fourth.
Okay. So I think we still have to flesh out the mechanics.
Are you saying it's not just two methods, it's two mubbles? No, it's a kind of different words within the context. Because all the Russians you're quoting are about describing the whole Tekhanic itself, not just kind of left. It's much bigger.
I mean, the Sofa Mavoy is defined differently.
You're saying that the whole Tekhanic, the mission that day, like Rashi says, is only shy of when it's open Russians around. And that's the whole point of left, which is the piece of Russian. And if it's open Tekhanic, it's different, dude.
Different than, right?
Actually,
it's like there are two Tekhanics.
I don't, Rashi is very strange.
Right.
You're over and over and over
right.
and over again.
Right. From the Chazon Ish, it just sounds like there's one din, and like it's going to be totally whether it's meeting up against Karmelis or Shisarab, and that's
right.
Dictated for Duffy
to
Duffy.
Just to go back to what I was trying to say with Rabban before, is that also depends on the level of virtuality or up din or real Chitza. And that same thing may be true in the world of Pekka.
Mm-hmm.
notes. Again, for the Ramban, there is a whether it's the difference between Heker and Mechitza or how strong, like a Pitikra associate kind of Mechitza versus something
right.
less.
Right.
I mean, just to take a step back, so like the Gemara says later on that it talks about Beit Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer, etc. Right, the Gemara once says, oh, according to Beit Shammai, you need a Lechi and a Korah, according to Blatz, so you need maybe a Lechi, a Korah, or two Lechis and a Korah. At one point, the Gemara says, because it says that it's a stima, right? It's not a stima unless you have all three. Meaning, like, how virtual is the each one?
It all depends on which case we're.
The more we have a like real objective, or even an alpidin, a more real Mechitza, the more you don't care what it's facing. And the more you're kind of acknowledging that this is just an alpidin Mechitza, and you know, isn't really treated as if it's really.
More virtual it is.
The more virtual
the more
it is, the more what it is that it's competing
what
with.
What it has
matters.
To accomplish.
I think that's a pshat in the Ramban, meaning between Mechomos here and Mechomos there. And I think that's also the pshat in, you know, whether we apply some sorts of Pesach, whether you apply it to, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
I think
the Pesach will be more, definitely less virtual than
right.
Lechi L'Korah.
So I think some Nechorim say that. So
there
you
wouldn't be
Mechayev. Everybody would agree that maybe even the...
Or like the Rashba.
Even the Rambam may do it.
Right,
or
like the Rashbam Pitikra.
When you have
a
Dalit Tzvaka.
Right. So then the Kuliyama doesn't matter whether...
The Heathen says that. Even though the Rashba here holds like the Rambam, right? That even Korah, he does think that if you have a Korah of Dalat Tzvachim, that's the one in Nevor Sakon.
We parallel to the Pesach question, where you have a more bona fide Mechitza.
And Ramban says that's the difference between Korah and Lechi.
Hmm.
That's what Ramban says.
Right. Nope. So I guess the upshot of this Chaznish is simply that how we're going to look at the Lechi will gufa depend on what it's juxtaposed to.
Right.
I thought this was a little bit parallel to the Ritva, that sometimes you could even jump from the Lechi to the Sofa Mavoi as the Heker, which is a bigger Chiddush, and the Chazish is just saying that sometimes you're going to switch between Chuda Chitza and Chuda Pnimi. Okay, so kind of that how we look at the Matir will depend on the circumstance. The Kilos Yaakov has a different Hezber and Siman Dalet, and that parallels something. He doesn't quote the Chush HaMiri, but the Chush HaMiri says it explicitly, that the reason why we'll say Matzah Minas Mino B'Neir, even though it's Mishum Mechitza or Heker, is simply because of Gzeir of Shema Yachlit. Right, I mean, Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir is not that the Rishus came back alive. It's really Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir that someone psychologically, and Ben Yonason has his Hezber Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir, somebody walks close to the Lechi, they see it's only a Karmelus on the outside, a Karmelus is very similar to the Heter Mavui, so psychologically it's Neir to you that you could just walk back through the Mechitza. Okay, so that's how you'll... So if you basically you reinterpret Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir as a psychological stipulation, and then you could explain why it impacts the even Mishum Mechitza or Mishum Heker. Okay? So that's explicit in the Chush HaMiri. On the other side of things, we have the question that if the Heter, so that was all about if the Heter is Mishum Lechi or Korah, Mishum Mechitza or Heker, why are we bringing proofs from Makom Ptur? On the other side of the coin, we have Mordechai's question that if it's about Makom Ptur, then two things. Why are the Ramban and the Rif Matir even Yoser Midalid? Which is what the Rif seems to say, and the Ramban's Midayik in the Rif. Right? We know Malkum Ptur, and the case that Rava invokes in Rabbi Yochanan is the case that's Chusa Midalid al Dalid. Right? So if the Makar of Malkum Ptur is Chusa Midalid al Dalid, how over here we could be Matir even Rechava Midalid? Right? If it's Midin Malkum Ptur. The Ran himself actually says, Kamash Milan against the Rif. Kamash Malan, that the Heter could only be, remember, the Rhine himself said it's Midin Malkum Ptur. That's how you explain how Rava agrees to Rav Chisda. Right? Rava holds Bein HaLechayayim is Aser Elamai Malkum Ptur. So since it's Malkum Ptur, it has to be Chusa Midal. Okay, this is the Rhine and the Chidushim. But if you don't want to say, but if the Rishonim disagree with the Rhine, like the Rif and the Ramban, Tzarchi, and how they could, how could say it's Midin Malkum Ptur. The Karen Ora has a Chiddush. He has a similar Hezber to the Mi'iri. Okay, that really, everybody agrees that we're dealing with a Makom Ptur here. The question is, which way is this Makom Batel? As he just says this, I'll read you the Lashon, because...
V'afshar od, t'l Rava b'ena l'chayayim batel hu. Okay, so it's Midin Batel. afilu rochav dalet, kivan de min echad hu im hamavoy. The lo beinon ein bo dalet al dalet, el b'makom p'tur shehu reshus b'fnei atzma. Okay, this foreshadows the next thing we're going to talk about. But the point is, you only need p'chusta midalet al dalet when you want to speak about a makom p'tur that's sui generis. Right? It's a makom p'tur and it retains its identity as a makom p'tur. But, and this was what we were discussing in the Chidush HaMe'iri, when you're talking about a makom p'tur, le'inyan being mevutal, either to the Rishis Rabim or le'inyan being mevutal to the mavoi, so then you don't need p'chusta midalet. So there are two dinim in makom p'tur. There's makom p'tur that retains the status of a makom p'tur, and there's a makom p'tur le'inyan that is batel to another rishis. If you're talking about the second category, then you don't need p'chusta midalet. That's a big chiddush of the Karen Ohr.
How does that fit in with
that's the next thing I'm going to discuss, and then I'll wrap it up.
Do we have any indications other than this sugya for this idea of the Karen Ohr?
They get a makom p'tur that's yosem dalet, or that there's that you could have two dinim of makom p'tur.
These two dinim of makom p'tur. I mean, we have ideas of makom p'tur yosem dalet, like if it's involving asara or something like that.
Right, midrabana. I mean, we're talking about the midraisa. You have makom p'tur. Harmless, right?
Yes.
But it isn't Dalit. Midrabana, do you have a makom p'tur that goes from Dalit?
No, I'm asking more about these two types of makom p'tur.
L'inyan bitl and l'inyan
makom by itself. Meaning Rashi understands the yisod of makom p'tur is that it's makom
p'tur. Right. I don't know. I wouldn't, even though we learned Shabbos a few years ago, I don't remember if they were good at paradigms.
You were learning more about Hutzal as about Yeshuvas.
Well, like on Daf Tess, you have a little bit of scoop up, but that's really our sugya still. Right, that's kind of the question. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you.
You have this Karen Ohr Lefer on the Pesach Beis and Tosfos by Al-Atzon. He's asking why it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So at the end, he says, since Mo Bucky Rabim there, because it's hard to get around, it's bundled to the Mo, but even though it's Dal and Dal.
Half a Gabi is Dal. Another case, though, Beitel.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, forget those cases. Okay. So that's one question. How do you have a Makom P'tur Yosem Dalid? And the Ran says you can't. The Karen Ohr says, no, here it's a special din Makom P'tur of Bittul. The second question is, which is what Mordechai was really pressing, why in the world is this even considered to be a Makom P'tur? Right, here it's Tocha Mavoi. Right, it's within the Gimel Mechitzos. So why should this be Nidon as a separate area? Right, what individuates it from the Mavoi? I'll just point out, this kind of reflects itself in the Shach Vitaria, where Rava seems to agree that the case of his skupa, which was the makor for his din, is the case of the Lamal Migimel. Right, so there you're saying it's a makom p'tur because it's pachus midalit and the Lamal Migimel. Here, it's on par with the rest of the rishos, and yet we're still considering it to be a makom p'tur. Okay, so those are two parallel questions. So I think this fundamental question and the suggestion of the Karen Ohr, that whether you can see you have two different kinds of makom p'tur, comes up in our Shach Vitaria here on Daf Tesamid Aleph, especially within the Shita of Rashi. Okay, Rashi seemed to suggest that the area of Beina L'Chayayim should be Batel L'Kan U'L'Kan. Right? It's Rashi, four lines before they get wide. U'V'L'Vad Shelo Yachlifu De'lo Lemru D'Kama Ayel Mershus Harabim Mershus Hayachid. Right, so even this is what the Ritva was being medayik from. The Rashi already seems to be hedging. What do you mean? Afilu chashvisle makom bifnei atzma. Right? Who's he even talking to? Right? So Rashi seems to already imply that there are two ways of interpreting this case. Either we're saying that it's not a makom bifnei atzma, in which case it should be mutter, which is what the Ritva is suggesting, meaning it should be part of the mavoi and mutter, or it is a makom bifnei atzma, but we can invoke a din bittul l'hacha l'hacha, i.e. makom p'tur. So the Rashi here is already telling you there are two ways of reading the sugya, either the latter way of makom p'tur, or that it's not a makom bifnei atzma, in which case kushim eikar l'asa, so of course it's going to be mutter. The Shita of Rashi, if you take it at face value, Rashi seems to be saying that it'll be mutter midaraisa, hain l'bnei rishis ayachid to go into bein alachayayim, hain for the bnei rishis rabim to go into bein alachayayim. Here the Rishonim all say, how can this be? Some Rishonim try to invoke the Gemara on Sadi Dalit, that maybe Meikara, it's not really a rishis ayachid, because only a gil mechitzos, and it's prutza
to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so which is a way of lav dafking the Chiddush and Rashi. Or, the Rishonim suggest, okay, we'll flesh that in 1 second. So Rashi seems to be assuming here that it's some sort of Makom Patur, possibly. Patur Yulakan Yulakan. So why should it be considered a Makom Patur? So the Rashba always suggests that since, if you'll say Chuda Pnimi Sosim, so then this area becomes a Makom Bifnei Atma. And here he has two Lashonos, whether it's Garua Kim Makom Patur or Garua Mi Makom Patur. I thought that maybe the two Lashonos there, even though he kind of uses them interchangeably, touches on the question whether we're actually invoking Makom Patur here, like Rashi seems to imply, that it's Mutar Lakan of Lakan, or we're invoking like the Karanora's Din Bittul, in which case it's really Garua Mi Makom Patur, because a Makom Patur at least is a Makom Patur and it retains its status Bifnei Atzma. Here it's Garua Mi Makom Patur because Batel Lakan of Lakan. I mean, it could actually be Batel to one side of the Rishios. So maybe that's the...
Could you say it's the other way though? The Gar or Mimak when it's not as good, because it's only one direction, not two?
Right, you're talking Gara in terms of like how malleable it is, right? I'm saying Gara in terms of like its independent status.
Right.
Of, you could look at it that way. So the Rashba, and I think this is Mordechai, this is what you're saying, is that the reason why it becomes a Makom Patur is because you're saying Chudo Chudo Pnimi.
Yeah, and
Lachim Yishu Mechitza. So now it's really it's three mechitzos, p'chus midalid. Now it's a makom bifnei atzma. So the chor that only works if you're talking p'chus midalid, right?
Yes.
Not within the Ramban's hezber of the rif that it should be even yos midalid. Right, but that'd be a very sharp a way of explaining why it's a makom tor, right? It's what? And not the Rashba of the Maskan either, right? It's mamish individuated based off of.
This is why I was mishasha with the other ones.
Right. The Ritva, I think, has a fantastic hezber for this, and this flips it in. Miu afilu tema. Oh, this is our second Dura Maskil. Afilu tema de chashir le makom bifnei at b'an pei nafsha mipnei sheba lahachshir hamavui. Like, why should it be considered a separate area? Because it's coming to be machshir the mavui. So it's like a teleological explanation that because this is coming as the machshir, so it can't be part of the heter itself, or at least it has to have some independent status of its own.
Gives it a
close. Right. And I'm pretty sure he says this a second time as well. So he's not invoking, let's say, dinei mechitza of chudu apnimi. He's just saying some teleology of its purpose of being a machshir individuates it.
How does this work?
He doesn't tell us.
I understand.
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think descriptively, he's just the real question is, why is this nidon as a makom bifnei atzmo? And he's saying it has a different purpose. Right? So I guess that chalos of being a matir is enough to create its separate status.
Is this the race or your mom?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But it also relates to what you talked about before a little bit, in the sense that we were talking about the Ra and the Shmuel, that was, to what extent is the lack of this a matir?
To be part of the actual mother. Because here he's saying it's batel, it's a different chalos, and then it's batel to the.
Right.
It's not that it has to be. It's not that it has to be a different chalos and retain its separate chalos. It's a different chalos, and now it's batel to the.
Right.
Right. So yeah.
Wouldn't it have to be the raisa if you're using to explain Rashi? If Rashi's using it as a, if we treat batel the kind of
right.
really being serious.
Right. And this is before he explains tzai dalet, right? This is before he says because chater shenifrat stel rishus
harabim. Yeah. It's before he asks the
question. Before he
asks the question. Say, so
right.
Assuming you take Rashi, that it really means it's a real Makom Patur.
I thought that the original line was that he wasn't taking
Darshan Rashi. No, he's thinking of Dayak and Rashi, why Rashi is a filu chashvus le makom bifnei atzmo. I mean, that Rashi's hedging that it could be that this is just part of the mavoi.
And that's
or,
why it's supposed to look out of gun.
What?
It's its own makom bifnei atzmo, and that's why it will be about to look out of it. Once it's a makom that's too small, so you can be about to look out of the time, it'll be a makom tour. And the Baal Tos, they ask, but wait, it has three walls. And then he has to either answer Rashi based on Gemara and Tzadi Dalet, or the Mishnah and Tzadi Dalet, or he says maybe Rashi also holds like the Riva.
Right.
But when, if the first time he's presumably taking Rashi face value the way the Baal Tos asked on Rashi, and he's assuming the Kana Lakan is literal, and he's saying that's the Pshat is that's.
Right. it's
in which case it's a makom on a Torah level.
Right, so big case, and then Torah, because it's the matir, midrabanan, so it has a...
I'm not saying I have a hesber for it, it's just,
right.
If
so
it's that, at that point
that
in the ritva,
I mean, personally, I wouldn't be satisfied with, I mean, I personally don't feel that I understand this ritva.
Even the ritva doesn't take that line seriously, though. Like, he thinks, he's coming to say that line is not really anybody's shita, it's like... If you want to bother me and tell me it's Makmiyache, it's still bottle.
Yeah. That's Rashi's line. Rashi's line is that's
the Yafilu is not going to come to be
it's
the Iker Shita of Rashi. No, the Yafilu in Kol at Makmiyache. Rashi's like, if you want to bother me and tell me it's Makmiyache, it's coming to Matir, still it's going to be bottle. And then that Svara is going to be the reason Rashi is that bottle bottle in Kanaka is in that line still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yafilu clashed in Makmiyache and bottle Hakul Lahakha.
This isn't just Rashi speaking. This is Rashi saying this is what Abai is saying. So, meaning Abai may not hold up like one of them as the Iker Shita, but
this is within Abai. This is within Rava. This is within Rava's Raya from Rabbi Yochanan of his Tuba.
If you use
right?
the first explanation, then you would need to say what you're thinking about Batil. That Batil would mean, even if you're saying that, you should
okay, fine, I got it back.
A third hesber, okay, why this is a makom patur, it's a bit of a chap, and then maybe you'll say, like the Rishonim will hold that the din mavoi without a heter is what? Some Rishonim say it's a karmelis, right, like we mentioned in the first couple of verses, right, like the Tur has this steya, and Beis Yosef, maybe the Rambam holds this way, so a mavoi without a heter lechi or korah is a karmelis. So now we have a question about Beina L'chayayim. So that's the area that doesn't necessarily have the Heter Mavoi, the Heter Lechi. So it's a Karmelis. But a Karmelis, Chusa Midalid, is really just a Makom Ptur. So maybe here you get a Makom Ptur simply by finessing what is a Mavoi without a Heter. Right, so we're saying, let's say, Chuda Pnimiso, Zimmer Heker Milagav. So the area of the Lechi is outside of the Mavoi. It's in the mavoi, but not within the heter lechi of the mavoi. So mele chazar dina that it's a karmelis, but a karmelis chus midalid is a makom p'tur. That's my chap to suggest why it's a makom p'tur here. And it's different than the other hezbeim. The other hezbeim are saying why it's a makom p'tur al smichitzas or al teleology. You're saying it's a makom p'tur almost by coincidence. That's a felicitous makom p'tur just because it's karmelis and the area happens to be chus midalid. Why can you give the same hezbra that? Because it's the matir. Like why can't you say the ritva to explain that?
Right,
you don't need it. You don't need it. But you could say you could have said like the rash v'chudu apnimi.
Once you say the rash, it's already coming out of treating this area bad, which is the effort, so then it's easier to say what you're saying.
Yeah, it's easier to say, but I think you still could have. I don't think there's any hefek to say because you still could have used the rashba or the ritva to explain the rashba's hezbra within rashi.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm just saying that. I think it's like a maybe like a sharper way of bringing out why it's a makom p'tur. The chiddush is that usually we say the opposite. We'll say that a makom p'tur that's rechava midalid is a karmelis. Here we're saying that it starts off as a karmelis and a karmelis p'chusa midalid becomes a makom p'tur. There are the shemus, the Ravya in Hilchos Dal Rishios to Shabbos in Shabbos. He has when he's going through Rishios, he says he starts off as a karmelis and a karmelis p'chusa midalid is a makom p'tur. It's almost like you take the karmelis as the fundamental thing and the Makom Ptur is the derivative of karmelis.
And the other
this
irony is, we're getting to this, I'm not sure, is that the people who are likely to think that Toch HaMavoi is a karmelis to begin with are still the people who are more likely to think that it's you sometimes in the Dalit or Shuyas when you're facing Rosh Hashanah.
Dal Mechizas. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, I thought that's true, I'm getting that. Or an overlap. But once you hold that way, then just pick Rashi. That's if you really felt that way, then you could accept Rashi and Kipchuta. So you have to find people who hold it, that it really is a karmelis, right? And yet.
I was saying here, no, we're saying
if
that.
You're saying Chiddush, then it's a karmelis.
Well, it's the mabwe without a heter is
right.
Always a karmelis. But here we're saying that's a chudaf nim or heker melagav, right?
I'm saying the
so
reason
the mabwe,
think
the
mabwe
beyond
that
is a karmelis. It's still a karmelis.
Right.
But this assumes, like that sad within Reb Shmuel ben Chanan ben Shmuel, that you're still talking within the mabwe. Because if you say the mabwe ends at chudaf nimis, then you can't talk about it still being a karmelis.
Well, actually, then, and what about outside of the Lachin set?
What about further outside? Further outside the Lachin.
You mentioned that somewhere else.
The Gon Yaakov. Right. I mean, that'll work. I don't know if that'll.
That'll work if it's within Makom Patur.
Makom Patur in which sense, though? I mean, it should work according to everybody.
It should work. If the real reason that is because of Makom Patur, then even if the lackeys are being indented, as long as you're still within the.
Does it work according to everybody in Makom Patur? Against
right.
The lackey, Tzarech, Chud Achitzon, that approach. Yeah. Okay.
This score is obviously an error one.
Well?
Meaning that the reason it's Makom Patur is because it's a karmelis, but a karmelis.
Well, it's all Makom Patur midaraisa, though. It's all Makom Patur midaraisa. The question is, how do we get?
Because
we're saying it's a karmelis. I'm assuming a karmelis is Makom Patur midaraisa.
Right.
Meaning, mavoi mechusar tikkun is a karmelis. But that again, assuming that, unless you're saying that we're assuming like four machitzos.
Well, that's
what I said. There's Makom Patur and
right. Okay. Okay. So now, just to flesh out this question a little further. I.e., are we dealing with some new din of bittul, like that second stage of the Karanora, that second level of Makom Patur, or just a regular Makom Patur? So a good way to see this is just to see how the Rishonim flush out Shitas Rashi over here. Okay, so Rashi says Batul Kan or Kan. So some Rishonim say how could it be? So maybe he's holding Tzadi Dalid. But Rishonim who wanna retain Rashi, like the Gemara Daf Tes, without appealing to Tzadi Dalid. So how do you explain that it should be Batel? Okay, or how do you interpret away Rashi? That it's only batel to the mavoi and not batel to the bnei rishus aratim. Okay, so the rishonim here suggest, and this already appears in Tosafot Bein Peretz, that Rashi just meant that this area is a makom tour that's misbatel lekan lekan. In general, makom tour is misbatel lekan lekan. Over here, it's eno yachal lehisbatel to the rishus aratim, right? Because it's not a rishus aratim. So mikamakom lechalapachos is batel rishus ayachid. Right, so it's pretty clear that we're dealing with a bittul to one side. Right, so that's like a special din in this kind of makom patur. It's not batel to shnei tzadim. Why would it only be batel to one side? The Tosafot Bein Peretz doesn't flesh out why. So the Chidushim Iri here is a big chiddush. He says since the lechi is avid biyadayim, or he says mishum desamchi alayu lachshurei mavoi lahashlim dalet mechitzos lo shayech de levatel el lamasha roy lehis batel etzlo. And since you built the lechi here in order to be matir the mavoi, so mamelo the makom alechi is going to be more shayich to the tzad pnim. Okay, it's a very interesting hasbro. Right? It's another like the ritva in the sense of teleology, but not to explain why it's a makom patur, but just to explain why it's batel tzad pnim. Okay, that's like a riot to this idea of the purpose of the place. The Rashba has a different hasbro. The Rashba here says that it's batel lemavoi, kivin demutel leshtamish imo dvar Torah, which is, I think, a clearer hasbara. Since really it's, I guess it's a rishus midaraisa, it's a rishus ayachid, so it's more shy after the rishus ayachid b'fnei. Like the shem rishus is more similar.
So that was the Rashba.
That was the Rashba. Yeah. The Karanora, which I read a minute ago, said that it's dome yoser lemakom hamavoi, because it's also mukaf mechitzos. Right, which is not as unclear if it's the same as probably the same as Rashba. Okay. The Ritva has a strange lashon. He says, look, really the Rashi's right. It's batel lahacha lahacha, but since it's inside the Rishus Hayachid, so it's also for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim to use. Okay, which is very strange. The other Rishonim are saying, no, it's only Batel to the Mavoi. It's only Batel to one side. Right here we're saying that really it's Batel L'Hakul L'Hakha, but the Heter Shimush is only for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. So it sounds like you have two dinim here at the same time.
Where is the Rishus say this?
The end of Dir Maskel Mutter. The Afshar Sha'af Rash, Lachi Kamar. Kimid lohav be dalet tfachim, batil hacha vehacha, midin miyuta, so it's batil hacha vehacha, midin miyuta, v'shari l'bnei b'rishus ha'yachid, so it's batil to both stuff, but it's only mutter b'nei b'rishus ha'yachid, why? De'ilu l'bnei b'rishus ha'rabim, taim achrina ika l'meisar, mishum shehu b'soch b'rishus ha'yachid. So it's such a strange chilak, okay, what does that mean? It's batil l'kan u'l'kan, but because it's inside b'rishus ha'yachid, the heter shimash is only for the b'nei b'rishus ha'yachid. What? No, the Rashba is saying it's only Bata Lutzad Pnim because that's what it's Doma to.
I thought the Rashba was saying even Lutzad,
probably. No, that's the Rashba's initial Kasha. Right? You're violating Lutzad there, Raisa. And just, no, Rashi didn't mean it. Rashi didn't mean Bata Lakan Lakan. He meant Mokum Tur in general is Bata Lakan Lakan. Here it's only Bata Lutzad Pnim.
I thought he was saying Rashi, the Kan Lakan is like, technically it's Kan Lakan, but there's a tactical reason you can't.
That's what I'm saying, that the Rashba is not. The Rashba is saying, I thought that it's only Batel to Rosh Hashayachid. No, not in terms of Heter Shimosh, but like, where is this Makom? This is Shayach to Rosh Hashayachid. And the Ritva is saying, no, it's Shayach, the Makom is Shayach to both. But the Heter Shimosh is only for the B'nai Rosh Hashayachid because it's inside. So I think that I get to flesh out what exactly these two dinim are. So, but what comes out of this Dian, okay, I'll be done in 5 minutes. What comes out of this this Dian in the thing I already did. Yeah. So what comes out of this Dian in the Rishonim is that, at least this last Dian within Rashi, is that this Makom Rabbeinu L'Chayayim is kind of like balanced in between the two Rishuyos. They're both competing for it to be batel to it. Right? The Lashon of the Meiri, right? According to Rava, it's batel klapei pnim, and according to Abaye, it's batel klapei chutz. Right? Or within this Lashon of the Ritva, it's batel l'kan l'kan, just the heter shimosh is only klapei shnim. So both Rishuyos are competing to be mevatel this makom. So it's kind of like, and the question is, who wins? So then it's very mistaver to explain the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Matzah Minas, Mino Vineyer, is that, look, Rava holds, in general, there's just a Yachid stronger, so there's just a Yachid Mevatel it. But if, for some reason, you could be Mechazek, the Tzad Chutz, so then the Tzad Chutz could either drag it, the Tzad Chutz, Mevatel it, and Tzad Chutz, or at least it could prevent it from being Mevatel, Mevatel Tzad. Okay, so that's how you could explain Matzah Minas, Mino Vineyer. Yes, so I'm going to flash out that. So here you have two Lashonos and the Rishonim, very clearly, the Aruch, and Rabbeinu Chanan ben Shmuel, of course. So they both explain what's going on here. There's the Aruch and Erech Er. So he says, he quotes our Gemara. It says, Nis'arev ben alichayayim ima karmelis. It's like Mu'urav with the karmelis. V'nasu rishus achas. And they become like a single rishus. That's a very strong lashon that it's definitely shayich klapei chutz. It says, Hekitzo lehishtatev imo. The karmelis woke up the Makom Tur to be mishtatev with it. This maybe is also a Rashi has in mind, but Rashi's Lashon is definitely not as unequivocal as the Sefer Aruch. The Ritva here clearly rejects this idea, and he just starts off saying, Nehi de'ena nis'arevimo, which is directly against the Lashon of the Aruch, right? It's not me'urav with the Rishus on the outside. Kivan she'embo shir da'al tfachim, mikol makom, it prevents it from being mevutel to the Rishus ha'yachid. So whereas according to the Aruch, the makom tur is batel klapei chutz, according to the Ritva, the klapei chutz is just mechazik if that it's not batel klapei pnim. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think in Avodah Zarah, when we invoke Matzah Minas Mino V'neir, right, that's like by the sugya of Rohin K'misheino, over there we're just preventing bittel. Right, that's how the Gemara, I think, uses it in Avodah Zarah. No? Anybody here learn Yerodeh? I think that's how the Gemara has the Gemara invokes.
It was batel and then it becomes
non-batel.
Yeah.
Right, so the analogy here was batel to the Rosh Hashayachid and to the Mavoi, And now the karmas on the outside prevents it from being bottled.
Not that it's mitzvah.
Oh, you mean we're preventing bittul here, not preventing bittul when the oath is
offered. Not that it's mitzvah.
Right. Patrick, Gemara invokes Matam Mino Vineyer and Avodah Zarah to explain why it's not going to be Bato anymore. Undo Bito. Which is how the Ritva is invoking Matam Mino here against the Aruch and Abinu Chanan.
So, what in terms of the role of Dalit on Dalit?
So, the a third Hezbar that you might give, and maybe this is part of, I don't know if this is what the Aruch, maybe it's the Hezbar for the Aruch. The Chaznish in Aruch Chaim Tzadi Vav Yud Gimel says that you'll only say matzah. The way matzah minas mino v'neir works is it didn't shiurim. I think that Kilos Yaakov here in Simon Dalet has the same hezber. That it's really, this works nicely with like what I was explaining before. Right? Really, it's a karmelis just as pkusa midalet. Karmelis pkusa midalet is a malchum tur. Now, if you could quantify it together with another karmelis, the mele you have a karmelis that's yosa midalet now. Right, so that's a Matamina's mino v'neir is in terms of measuring. First you measured it and it was 2 tefachim. Now you measure it and it's 5, so now it becomes a karmos. Okay, that's a very sharp hazard for the Chaznish. The Chaznish himself uses it as an afkamina to say that in general we'll only say Matamina's mino v'neir for a malchum patur inside the karmelis if you can measure them together. An example that he gives, for example, is that chure karmelis, which have the shiurim of a malchum patur, right, they have like little windows that are size of Malchum Patur inside a Karmelis, there you won't say Matzah Minas Mino V'neir because there's no way of measuring them with the floor of the Karmelis, right? They're churim in the wall. So it's clearly about measurements. And then fourthly, a fourth Hezber in Matzah Minas Mino V'neir is Rabbeinu Yonasan, which I mentioned before, which is really all psychological. Right? It's not that the Rishus is Neir, but it's that a person comes to the end of the Mavoi, a Mavoi is somewhat like a Karmelis, he sees a Karmelis on the outside, so there's somewhere he says, oh, I can carry it. That's the psychological Matzah Minas Mino V'neir. When it's a Rosh Hashanah, the person's not going to make that mistake, so he's not going to be tempted to go out. So let me just close with a final nafkamina to this question about whether we're dealing with a Makom Patur or just a Din Bittul, okay, within a Bein Alechayayim. Meaning, are we looking at Bein Alechayayim simply as a real Makom Patur? Okay, it doesn't have the Shiurim, or even with the Shiurim, it's a Makom Patur. Or just a special Din Bittul that it'll be batel to one side or the other. So I think the clearest nafkamina is, will you generalize from our case to general and say that every malchum patur inside a rishus ayach, inside a karmelis, is going to be matzah minas mino v'neir? Okay? Meaning, if our case is a malchum patur, then, everything being equal, you'll generalize and you'll say, a stam malchum patur is neir inside a karmelis. If you think that our case is a special din, a bittul, based on how it's shayach, it's the Makom HaMatir is Meshach Shayach Klapit Pnim, or Chudu Achitzon, etc., Chudu Pnimi, so then maybe you'll say that you won't generalize to a regular Makom Patur. This is the big Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam in Yudal and Vav, and Agos Maimonios, which Dani pointed out to me in Tesvav Yud Gimel, so they all say Matzah Minas Mino V'neir for a Karmelis. The other Rishonim and the Ran and Daf Zayin and Shabbos has an explicit Deya that we're not going to say that. I mean, we're not going to say Matzah Minas Mino V'neir for a general Malchum Patur of Karmelis. Just to tie this into the broader question we saw earlier, like a theme that recurs in this sugya, is that we'll factor in other considerations to how we're Magdir Rishiyos. Right? So if we're violating the general rule of Malchum Patur, and we'll say that we can look at this as a Malchum Patur that's Yotzer Midalet Al Dalet. Right? Or, let's say, if you have a Karmelis on the outside or a Rosh Hashanah on the outside, that's going to dictate Chudu Pnimi or Chudu Achitza, right, according to the Chazanish. So it could be that in general, in terms of being Magdir Makom Patur, so it's not, there's no clear-cut Hagdar of what a Makom Bifnei Atzmo is for a Makom Patur. Right? So you'll have to factor in other considerations about how you're Magdir this as an individual Makom. Or put it a little more clearly, the central question in the second half of the Chabura, and this is what Mordechai was pressing, is how do we get a Makom Patur here? Right? So you have to have some sort of explanation. So the question is, in general, how do you distinguish a Makom Patur from the Rishus that surrounds it? So it's just interesting to point out that when we generalize this question of Makom Patur inside a Karmelis, we find a lot of Diyunim in the Rishonim, and they'll say that the way we define a Makom Patur is totally on these other considerations. So just as an example, The Magen Mishnah on Shabbos, Yud Dalet Vav, points out that there's a stira in the Rambam, whether between saying that a boar that's a makom p'tur b'toch karmelis, so you have a boar that's amo pachus miyud chusa midalet, chusa midalet adalet, so it's a boar that's a makom p'tur inside a karmelis. There, the Rambam says that dino is k'karmelis. The Rambam has the case of an amud, which is p'chusa midalet al dalet, inside a karmelis. There, the Rambam paskins that's a makom p'tur. It's a makom p'tur b'toch karmelis, and yet he seals for himself. Magen Mishnah points this out. So some achronim try to explain that maybe it depends here on the perception. When you look at the karmelis, you see the amud on the inside. So if you see the amud, so then it retains the status as a makom p'tur. Whereas a boar, which is amok, so you don't see it, so therefore it's batel klapei the karmelis. So it's very interesting that you'll look at the perception of how it looks along with the karmelis as individuating it as a makom p'tur, which I think is a bigger chiddush than what we have in our Gemara. The Chazan Ish has the following chiluk. He says it depends if you have some sort of mechitza. In our Gemara on Daf Tesamid Aleph, so there are no mechitzas here. Right? At best you have a lechi, so it's the makom p'tur, it's kind of like ratzuf with the karmelis. Then you'll say matzah minas mino b'neir. But when you have something that has a mechitza, here it goes again to chure karmelis, so there you won't say matzah minas mino b'neir because it's like somehow it's a chatzitza separating it from the karmelis. Even though kind of halachically it's within the broader context. And finally, there's a suggestion in the Achronim that this is the one that's the most nogeh l'maisa, is that everybody says that if the Erev's down and you hold that our Rishis Arabians are karmelis, then you shouldn't put your object on a fire hydrant or something because the Malkum Tur inside a karmelis and Motza Minas Mino V'Neiv, right? Something like that. So the question is, let's say you have just a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that doesn't have Shishim Rebo, so would you say that automatically Matzah Menes Mino B'Neir? Right, because the Karmel is now Pidin, so every Makom Tur should be Neir. So some of them say that we won't say Matzah Menes Mino B'Neir, because here, even though Pidin it's a Karmelis, here it's a Karmelis for technical reasons, only because it's Chaser Shishim Rebo. This depends on the Chabur elastic. Right? So you only say Matzah Menes Mino B'Neir when there's like an essential connection between the Karmelis and the Makom Tur, but an incidental one, that's not going to trigger Matzah Minas Mino. So it's very strange that we're defining Malkom P'tur and Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir in terms of these considerations of like how it's perceived and whether it's incidental or essential or whether there's some sort of contiguity between the Karmelis and Malkom P'tur. Okay. So that's the that's what we have on Daf Chesam and Beis, Hadal Shtamish Tafas Akora and Benel Chayayim, and Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir on the Gemara on Chesam and Beis. Thank you.